The most banned network in the world.
March 9th, 2026. And when this all started on March 1st, 9 days ago, I said, beware the Ides of March. This is going to go sideways very, very quickly and is going to really start devastating the world economy. This is all about regime change. The cover for all this behavior is supposedly defanging Iran's nuclear weapons capability. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. And the news is so overwhelmingly important. The news is so completely insane. It is really head spinning. I am at a surreal moment here and basically almost at a loss for words. Everything I predicted is happening right now. And we now know that indeed Trump was warned by the Pentagon and by the intelligence agencies not to do this attack. And we now know, of course, that Trump has been preparing to send in military. And I was the first to say it last Tuesday, that they're going to end up taking the Strait of Hormuz. And I don't mean just the waterway. I mean the side on the Iranian territory and a bunch of other areas of the country. It wouldn't just be, oh, we're going to send in troops to find their nuclear material and secure it. So this is just absolutely a disaster. I don't just say this to defend Trump. In fact, it's the opposite of that. But from all my research and all my sources, we all concur, Trump has 100% been set up by Netanyahu and by some of the other advisors that convinced him to ignore the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Eric Prince, the intelligence agencies, everybody else. And like, hey, you usually say don't believe the intelligence agencies. Well, Trump's gotten a lot better people in there. And they gave him the assessment that this attack ran from bad to worse, very low probability that you'd have the regime fall, and that it would cause a cascade effect into the economy that would derail his economic plans and really unify Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and others together. And then the repercussions just get worse from there. And of course, I said all of that last Saturday. And got called a traitor and a Qatari agent by all the geniuses that can't find their ass with both hands. And sadly, of course, I'm being proven right again, but that doesn't matter to people like that. They just want to grovel to Israel and grovel to war and grovel to the neocons and have successfully begun to take over the Trump administration, which is a very sad thing. And again, I'm proud we've supported Trump. I'm proud we got Trump in. I'm proud we've gone through all this together. Because he has been a wrecking ball to the system. But now, as he begins to go sideways, it is a very, very sad thing. And the ramifications are very dire for all of us. There's still time for Trump to pull out of this, but I don't know if he will. But I'm being very, very frank and very, very honest with everybody about this, so there's enough pressure, hopefully, that he does. But it is beyond serious, obviously. And we now have the battle plans of what they plan to take. And can you just imagine sending troops into Iran, these heavily fortified areas on the Strait of Hormuz and so many other places? It's a suicide mission. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operation, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Off this transmission is just this way. Oil surges above $100 a barrel, shooting up, they believe, to $120 in the next day or so. Global financial panic sets in. Leaked spy report warns Trump-Iran war faces disaster. That was given to him 1 week before by the Office of National Intelligence. The Pentagon gave Trump a similar briefing. Intel report warns large-scale war unlikely to oust Iran regime. U.S. weighs sending special forces to seize Iran's nuclear stockpile, and we now are having confirmed reports from the ground that people are being called off leave, drills are being canceled. Of course, that happened with the 82nd Airborne last week, but this is a massive, massive, massive mobilization going on. We'll get more into that. U.S. explores high-risk plan to seize Iran's nuclear stockpiles, a potential gateway to ground troops. It is ground troops. Continuing, Kremlin says it seems the end of the world is upon us. We'll be getting into why the Kremlin is saying that. And then, of course, we have Marjan on the fall with his amazing sources, but also linking to Axios and open statements now, which the White House communicates directly with them to kind of put up trial balloons. Officials are reportedly discussing sending troops in to seize Karg Island, the offshore terminal responsible for 90% of Iran's oil exports. They're also talking about seizing the other side of the Strait of Hormuz on the Iran side and other key areas using the Army. Who would that be? 82nd Airborne, who, again, had their normal drills canceled. And we have the reports flooding in from my sources, but it's also in the news here that, indeed, the different conscientious objector sites and organizations are being flooded with unprecedented request on how do they not take part in this war. How do they legally not get court-martialed or get a dishonorable discharge and say, I'm objecting to this offensive war? You know, here we were just the last 6 months with Democrats saying when Trump gives you an illegal order, don't follow it, and basically saying he was giving illegal orders to have the National Guard protect federal buildings when then they're being attacked by crowds of Soros communists. That's 100% constitutional. What Trump was doing was 100% constitutional. It was very seditious of the Democrats to plant those seeds. But now here we are, happened to ask the question, if Trump tries to send in mainline ground troops into the meat grinder of Iran, all based on the claim of nuclear weapons and then regime change, and then now they're back to nuclear weapons and there's no congressional authorization for it, do we have to start talking about conscientious objecting? Trump just needs to stop the pissing contest and pull the plug for now. He can always, if he thinks it's needed, go at him again. But you're not going to knock out the regime, certainly not for a long time. And that's why Trump said, well, 20 years if need be, and nothing's off the table, and I may decide to totally destroy Iran. And now Israel has blown up almost all of Iran's oil refineries. So even if the mullahs did fall, it takes years to rebuild those. So this is a disaster of disasters. And I'll say it, if the Iranian people are so great and we're liberating them, well, then why would Trump target civilian infrastructure? Then you've got all the whining and bitching when the Iranians responded and hit a couple of desalinization plants in Bahrain just to demonstrate they can take them all out. That's where they get the majority of their water in the Middle East. And the media's like, oh my gosh, civilian targets, war crimes by Iran. And it is classically a war crime. If you're targeting civilian infrastructure to terrorize them into submission. But then it's now confirmed the U.S. shot a cruise missile into that girls' school and killed over 100 of them. And sure, it basically they built an Iranian National Guard base up against it. So it hit both of them. But the point is that when you start blowing up all the oil refineries, that is targeting the civilians. And you can argue, obviously, the military uses the oil and the regime needs the money. So overall, it's not targeting civilians. The point is you can't sit there and harp about how evil the Iranian regime is and then act just like them. So that's all coming up. Conscientious objector group phone ringing off the hook as huge mobilization underway. Yeah, I told you last Tuesday that they're mobilizing the army and specifically planning to take the Iranian side of the Strait of Hormuz, which is a giant Maginot line of underground and above ground bunkers and hidden artillery and missiles and anti-tank missiles, anti-aircraft missiles. And you could say, well, we've got superiority, air superiority. Yes, they can't shoot our planes that are at 80,000 feet in the air. But once you go in there, just like Israel with Hamas, once you go in there and they're popping up out of spider holes with anti-tank weapons and anti-aircraft weapons, it's going to be a bloodbath. 2 million Iranians died during the CIA U.S.-sponsored Iran-Iraq war, and they didn't give up. And Iraq basically lost by attrition. So I told you last week this is going on. But we don't need the conscientious objector site to tell us that to know it. No. Mariana Fall, U.S. officials are reportedly discussing seizing Karg Island, the offshore terminal responsible for 90% of Iran's oil exports. We're talking direct American military control of Iran's economic lifeline. That's just the opening move. The plan then shifts to securing Iran's nuclear facilities and locking down the Strait of Hormuz itself. America wouldn't just be bombing Iran anymore. It would be occupying its most strategic assets, Karg Island, nuclear sites, and the Strait of Hormuz. That's literally the takeover of the Persian Gulf. And we can show you, zooming in, some satellite shots here of Iran's Karg Island. could obviously worsen the oil shock massively. And this is what the CIA and the Office of National Intelligence and the Pentagon told Trump would happen. And it's exactly what I told Rabbi Shmuley would happen. He said, oh, you care too much about money. This is a rich guy. And I'm like, you know, 67% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth. You know that if it's just a few months of oil above 120 or so, that creates a chain reaction inflation that derails the Trump recovery and the plan for us not to go bankrupt. I mean, and he's like, oh, yeah, right. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. The globalists want us bankrupt. They wanted this. They want to derail the old Trump with the new neocon Trump. I mean, I can play the clips. In fact, do it. You know what? Get McBreen. He's good at it. Because I've seen like 10 clips. I know there's even more. I want to get Trump going back to 2016, right through to like a year ago or less, and his surrogates saying it's insane to go to full war with Iran. We can't do it. The Democrats will give you World War III. They'll give you nuclear war. And then explain why. I want to have Donald Trump argue for me on this. Not that I've already not been proven right. And by the way, this is something very easy to prove right. I haven't gotten into the really bad potentialities that can come out of this that are probabilities. I mean, we've covered it some, but you're already seeing what's happening to the economy off of this. And as soon as they block the strait, which they said they do, now we got to send troops in to open it up. And then what happens? They start dying in large numbers. Everything escalates. The average American gets pissed and says, well, I don't care. Let's go to full war. And that's what Netanyahu and the psychological warfare vampires are counting on, is sleepwalking us into full war. And this whole thing has been an exercise in that, and sleepwalking Trump into it. You know, last week, Susie Wiles was reported in Axios, which is really inside the White House. I don't know why they give their enemy so much of the raw intel. But Susie Wiles was screaming and everybody saying, we've got to have emergency meetings. We've got to get oil prices down. We've got to figure out a way to lower them. It's going to derail the recovery, and it's going to piss everybody off. And I'm sitting there going, you don't attack Iran. You don't seal the Strait of Hormuz. That's why this happened. It's like you take a hatchet and cut your left hand off. And you say, gee, can somebody find me a Band-Aid? I don't know why my hand's cut off and I'm bleeding to death. Can somebody give me a tourniquet? And then somebody walks over with a tourniquet. You go, you know what? I got a better idea. Take this hatchet and cut my other hand off. That'll fix the bleeding. So just drives me completely and totally, absolutely insane. And then just remember the whole time, and we have this globalist pedo elite, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, that see us as absolute animals and revel in lying to us and revel into manipulating us, and just see being a good person and dealing in good faith is a weakness. And parasites are always like that. They always historically think that having morals, being good, is a weakness, until they grow and grow and grow like a cancer and kill the host, the civilization. Then everything implodes, and then people rediscover the fact that morals are a good thing, and those of us that have them aren't wimps. It's called common sense and chivalry, and treating others like you want to be treated. But as I've said 1,000 times, if cancer had a consciousness, when it's taken over the body and taken over the organs, and nothing can stop it, and it's doing whatever it wants, it would say, I'm the boss, I'm incredible, I'm unstoppable. But then it kills the body, and it dies. So that's just some of what we have here. Oil surges above 100 as Gulf states cut back production. The WTI nearly touched $120 a barrel. So that's where the price they're predicting will be in a few days. Seventh U.S. service member dies in Operation Epic Fury. Here's what I want to do. Now, there's all this new Epstein stuff. Women in cages confirmed. He was Mossad, trained by the head of Mossad. We already knew that, but it's now confirmed. Just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And of course, Epstein was, that came out yesterday, was working with Israel and the CIA to fund ISIS in its takeover of Syria, which we already knew that the CIA and Mossad was behind ISIS, and that's all declassified now. But this is 2016, and he's running around behind the scenes. Just unbelievable. This is all coming out. Massive. And then we have all the domestic news and political news, and Trump is taking the gloves off if he follows through with it and saying if they don't pass the SAVE Act, which is totally constitutional and wildly popular, even amongst Democrats, for voter ID, that he will veto every future bill. So he's threatening basically his own legislative shutdown until they pass the SAVE Act. He's also calling again for getting rid of the filibuster. This is such an incredibly historic time right now. But I want to air a John Bowen report that just reminds you all of who we're dealing with and what we're up against. And just to understand that you can't trust any of these high-level politicians, especially if they've been around a while, because they can do a lot of good work for a long time and suddenly turn against America. You just have to go off policies and issues and votes, and just, as you go forward, support things that expose tyranny, promote liberty, empower humanity, and just intensify. Because humanity is waking up, great things are happening, but we cannot sit there and put all our faith in one individual or one organization or one group. We can only put our faith in God, and that God will work through many of us to stand against tyranny and turn the tide, which we're doing. So as negative as a lot of this is, it's part of the Great Awakening. It's part of the fourth turning. War always comes at a time like this. The difference is with the weapons available and the things that are happening now, it has a probability of triggering a total world-ending nuclear war. And bare minimum, a huge global collapse, which the globalists wanted and Trump was trying to get us out of with economic growth and a lot of other great moves. And now he's freaking out, saying, I can't believe this. I thought we could remove him within 4 days. And you know, I told Israel, don't blow up their infrastructure, Israel. And here's Trump. Trump furious at Israel for massive attacks on Iranian oil infrastructure. Well, Israel always stabs him in the back. Netanyahu always does. So that's just some of what we got. But I also want to open the phones up today on the war issue, on the economy, where you think this is going. Here's the toll-free number to join us. We're going to fire up the phone system right now, 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers, all I ask is have a clean phone line, be ready to make your point. I will not screen your calls live on air. Will not do it. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Your calls are coming up. But first, John Bowen's report. It's time to bring down the pedo system. It's time politically to burn it to the ground. It's time for justice. Here's the report. Share the live feeds of all our shows on X and Infowars.com/show and Rumble, the Alex Jones show. That's how we defeat the globalist Paul Revere's. That's how we take down the New World Order.
Someone always finds me.
The swamp is rotting from the inside out, and the stench is getting impossible to ignore.
Yes, I know, Captain Stern. Never did there live a kinder, more generous man.
See?
Unless maybe the preschooler's prostitute ring.
A longtime Justice Department employee, Timothy Parsons, busted and charged with child pornography possession and distribution. The very agency that's supposed to hunt down these monsters now caught harboring one of their own. Then the New York Times dropped a bombshell on Rhode Island priests abusing hundreds of kids over 75 years with the church, shuffling predators like deck chairs on the Titanic while covering it all up.
The public deserves to know the truth, in my view, and they deserve to know it as a complete story, not a series of short stories that are told over time or over decades as priests are charged or as the media takes a particular interest over a certain period of time. The public deserves to know the whole story from 1950 to 2026, to see it all in its raw emotion and horror and impact.
Piling on, the cartel's black book of child buyers, allegedly kept by El Mencho himself, reportedly packed with 220 names of global power players, including some right here in the United States, scumbags placing custom orders for trafficked kids, complete with specific ages and twisted preferences.
The cartel leader El Mencho, who was just killed, had a list of all the different world leaders that were on it and who was trying to get children, because the drug traffickers make more money at trafficking children, and he has a list of world leaders and powerful people who are asking for certain kids and ages and types, and that list is what they're trying to protect right now.
And not to be outdone, the Uniparty, Congress itself, the deep state global elite filth is protecting their own while the kids pay the price.
I just think it's really disgusting how this institution protects itself, because y'all, just half of them voted to send this stuff to House Ethics, where you know it's going to die. We know that members of Congress are using taxpayer dollars to pay off sexual harassment. We just had a member of Congress literally sexually harass a woman that then lit herself on fire, and you guys all protected him. Yep. You guys all protected my own side, your side. And so if you guys want to talk about victims, if you want to go out and virtue signal, and then you guys are going to kill her stuff on the floor and then try to pass. Yeah, of course, we should subpoena all of this stuff. But just, I'm not going to sit here and play games. I think it's a complete fraud. I think that's why the American people hate us. I think the midterms are coming up, and everyone should go on record for this. And I hope that members are exposed for this. I hope it goes back, I think, to the 70s, because it's wrong that it's happening. It's wrong that we cover up for it. It's wrong that we can't center our own side, because people are busy making deals because you guys don't want to center your side. It's a deal that's been cut, and people hate us for it. So, yeah, I support it.
You know, Congress has paid over $17 million in hush money for sexual misconduct inside of the offices in these buildings. And what's more is that was taxpayer money, right? The allegation is that President Trump paid $130,000 of his own money. But here in Congress, we have, there may be some on this dais. I mean, I'm for turning loose all of these records. Who in here has had the taxpayer pay for their sexual misconduct charges the hush money? I bet there's some over there. There may be some over here. I don't know, but I do know it's taxpayer money, and I do know not a single penny of it has been turned in as a campaign finance expense.
From DOJ insiders to cartel traffickers to Capitol Hill payoffs, the pattern screams one thing into the noonday sun. The powerful shield the predators, because too many of them are the predators themselves.
How do we do it to where we hold people accountable but still keep the system from collapsing, as you talked about earlier?
Let the system collapse. A system run by twisted power pedos is no system at all.
He's nothing but a low-down, double-dealing, backstabbing, larcenous, perverted worm. Hanging's too good for him. Burning's too good for him. He should be torn into little bits and pieces and buried alive.
John Bound, 44 Infowars.
It's an alliance of predators. Pedophilia is just one part of it. That they have put their people in place everywhere. Humanity must face the facts and must bring them to justice. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore, but the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me.
Cause I got rights. I got rights too.
I got rights too.
Well, they kidnapped Elon Musk's son.
And this time it won't be
brainwashed him and sterilized him. Now what's been Elon doing back to them? The universe is a two-way street.
I'm gonna read you your rights.
And what comes around goes around.
You got a right to know that you're gonna go to hell one of these black nights. that's the way it goes. I said, well, Hoss, you better get you some quartz, cause you're gonna have to plug up a few holes. Yes, they thought I was talking just to pass away time, but it kinda looks different now, on his knees begging for his life.
Cause I got rights.
Hey, I got rights.
I got rights too.
I got some rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you.
And that's where we're going.
But I'm gonna read you. I'm gonna read you your rights. Because I want you to know that you're gonna go to hell one of these black nights.
Well said, Hank Williams Jr. All right, let's go to some of your phone calls. I'm massively loaded with news. I have all these incredible reports. I have Joe Rogan with more guests on, prominent Hollywood directors, you name it, saying no. America and the world really is run by Satan worshipers that drain children's blood and drink it. And the point is that we've known this just before I even got on air. But I've been talking about it 32 years. And so think about how far we've come now that this information is mainstream. And that means this Satan cult is in a position to be taken down. We have them in check. The next move is checkmate. The problem is they've said they'll release a new virus and have an even bigger hysterical pandemic and take us to war and trigger an economic collapse. And you see, they've played their hand. And Trump thought, as I told you 9 days ago, it came out now Friday, indeed, what I was told was true. The Pentagon, some of the Pentagon, the head of CENTCOM, said, no, we can do it in 4 days, sir. We believe they'll fall. But the majority of his advisors, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Tulsi Gabbard's report that talked to all 16 agencies, said bare minimum 90% chance this fails. And then there's all these other horrible scenarios that are probabilities. Please don't do it. But Trump did. And again, people say, well, the mullahs are bad and they're unpopular. Yeah, that's why I said Saturday when this started. 9 days ago, I said I wasn't for this, and I sure hope I'm wrong, and I'm sure hope they fall real quick. Because if they don't, they're going to send in the Kurds out of Iraq and out of Syria, the communists and al-Qaeda factions of the Kurds, which is the majority, and the Iranians will block the strait. And then Trump will have to send in troops to secure the other side so they can't just sit there and sink more ships as we dredge out the others. And now the Pentagon officially has leaked, because they want people to know this, and it's confirmed, that they're getting ready to send in the 82nd Airborne and others, and there is massive mobilization across the military for full war. First it was going to be a few days, then it was going to be 4 to 5 weeks. Then it was going to be 3 months. Now it's going to be 6 months. Then Trump says on Truth Social Friday, it could last 20 years. You're like, well, that's crazy. Really? How long were we in Afghanistan? 22 years? 23 years? How long did it take for him to bring down Assad? 16 years? And then, like I said, if they take down the mullahs, what do the globalists do? They put somebody in worse, because they don't want a stable country. They put the damn head of al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, who then started purging the non-radical Muslims and Christians. You got to think multi-stages on all this. And I told you 9 days ago, I said, I don't want to be vindicated. I don't want to be proven right about this. Trump needs to declare victory and say their nuclear stockpile has been destroyed, which undoubtedly they've been knocked way back now. Their mainline military, their ballistic missiles have been seriously damaged. Their entire Navy has been basically sunk. And now the Israelis have blown up almost all their oil refineries. That won't remove the regime, but it will make them so poor They don't even really have the money to buy the raw material to make all these weapons. So if the real mission was to get rid of their nuclear program and knock back their general military decades, it's been done. But now we learn that wasn't really what they wanted to do. That was just the cover. No, they want regime change. And Trump feels like he'll be called a loser if the mullahs don't fall. And there is a chance that if we just pull back now, that the population there will be able to basically overthrow them, because enough of their own people, even some of the Muslims, are tired of this. But the hardliners are more intense than ever. And the studies and the psychological analysis of these people by real experts on it is pretty much unanimous. Continuing the war in many levels strengthens them and only keeps the hardliners in power. And Iran did come to Trump with a package way better than what Obama signed, but that wasn't good enough because Benjamin Netanyahu wants regime change so they can have a greater Israel. And why do you think Israel, after decades denying that, came out through their spokespersons and through their ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, that's what he is, the Israeli ambassador, and said, yeah, we are going to take the whole Middle East. That is meant to stir the Muslims up. Then they stir them up, and then they ship them in here. Have people figured this out yet? They fund the worst of the Muslims in the Middle East and around the world, including here. Here's a clip of Netanyahu, then I'll go to your calls. It's in Hebrew, so I'm going to read the closed captioning for radio listeners. I don't know, obviously TV listeners can read the closed captioning, but we're on over 400 radio stations, so I don't want them to, most of our listeners don't speak Hebrew. But here's Netanyahu just yesterday demanding that Western governments do more to battle anti-Semitism. Now, there are people that just hate Jews in general and lump Jews all together, and if somebody gets, you know, a headache or it rains on, you know, your birthday or you slip on a banana peel, it's the Jews' fault. That's not where I come from. I criticize governments. I criticize groups when they're doing bad things, and Israel does plenty. But when you have the Israel lobby coming out last week, ADL, you name it, calling Joe Rogan a anti-Semite because he thinks this war is a bad idea, you're going to lose the argument with the public when you start going after people that nobody buys, hates any group. I've known Joe since 1998, been friends with him since 99, close friends, you know, off and on. There'll be times we talk every day, and then sometimes I haven't talked to him in, you know, a month. Sometimes we have dinner, you know, every few weeks, sometimes we don't have dinner for 6 months. But I'm good friends with Joe, and Joe is the most unracist person I've ever known. And now he's being called a Nazi by the ADL. All because he can read what the experts are saying, and they've been proven right. He's like, God, this is a bad idea. And says, you know, Netanyahu shouldn't be trying to control our internal politics. I mean, how would the Israelis feel if we were running their internal politics? Well, give me a break. You don't have a license to do whatever you want. And when they come out and call Tucker Carlson a white supremacist and a Nazi, everybody knows that's not true. Tucker Carlson, and I know him well, is what you see on TV. A smart, very caring person. And he is guilt-ridden for being a neocon war hawk and war correspondent all those years. And it came to me 14 years ago. He said, I'll come to town and see you. I'll meet with you. I'll come on your show. He said, I just want to apologize to you in person for saying bad things about you and being pro-war. I believed all the lies. It's all a big lie. Our government runs Al-Qaeda. They staged 9/11. Oh, my God. You helped wake me up. And I said, there's no need to apologize. You did what you did from a place of goodness. You weren't part of the insider group. So just stand up against the evil now. And he's done that. And, you know, the idea that, ooh, Trump kicked him out of MAGA, like it's the cool kid club and we want to be in the club. We're in junior high or something. I was here a long time before MAGA, promoting 1776 and American sovereignty and to get us out of the UN and to stop the Satanism and the pedophilia. I wrote the book on this and popularized this information more than anybody in history, not bragging, in fact, before Trump came into the mix and then used what we all built, Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, countless other great people, and what the populist movement built, the Tea Party built, for him to do what he's done. And again, they got all the big leftist shows and the corporate media going, oh, look, Jones now admits he was wrong about Trump all along, and he was conned by Trump, and, you know, Jones admits everything Trump ever did was a lie and was bad. I just said no such thing. But I won't have them steal my identity and misrepresent where I stand on Trump. I am very satisfied and feel good about backing Trump the last 10 years. And I still back the good things he does. But the direction he's taking has disaster spelled all over it for not just America and the world, but for his own legacy. And his enemies have been my enemies. And if they don't get prosecuted, if they don't get removed from the system, if the deep state doesn't get dismantled, they are going to come after his family and all of his main supporters the minute they win the midterms. And it'll get even more intense if we lose 2028. So I need the Republican Party reformed, which is the best shot we've got. I don't want to be lectured by the Democrats about how they're moral, and because I'm criticizing Trump, suddenly that means everything they've done is good. They are consciously the most evil political system ever seen on this planet. And they have no place to lecture anybody. And I'm not in a cult like they are, where they just, anything their party does, they support. Any evil they push, they support. I am not a Republican. I am not MAGA. I support Republicans when they're good. I support the overall goals of MAGA. Until now, they're changing. But I promote Americana and the spirit of 1776. But even above that, my faith and my relationship with Jesus Christ. It goes God, family, country. And MAGA, that's just, you know, a red baseball cap and whatever Trump says it is at the moment, is a lowly derivative and a bastard son of our republic. It is not the platinum standard of who we are. And as Groucho Marx said, I'd never be part of any club that would have me as a member. I'm not a joiner. I don't have big titles for myself. I'm not into tuxedos and hoity-toity elite parties. I'm not trying to get government contracts. And so I just love the left and the fake right going, Jones is not in MAGA. Jones has been thrown out by Trump. Oh, Tucker has been. That means nothing to us. It's good to be on the outside. It's good to be the maverick. It's good to be the John the Baptist archetype that's in the wilderness, not tainted by the evil city. And so there's a lot of newbies that just got woken up that think they're in a high school club, and it's, or they're in a sorority, like a bunch of, you know, women, and it's who's the coolest person in the sorority. We don't follow trends. We create the trends. I don't receive orders from Trump or the Republican Party. I give the orders. I create the trends. So do you. Politics is downstream from the population. I am with the people. I am of the people, embedded with the people, force multiplying the 1776 operation, knowing that the globalist plan for dehumanization and depopulation is evil and extremely unpopular, and that if we can simply expose it and spotlight it, it will fail. And you have seen that basic understanding, though it's lost on most, proven manifest now. We are in the pole position. We have the initiative. We, with God's light, have turned the tide. And so we need to put massive pressure on the Republican Party to get their act together, which Trump is doing a good move. I just call balls and strikes. When he said, and I'll get to it next hour, I am not voting on anything. I'm not signing any legislation, essentially a blanket veto, until the SAVE Act gets passed. Well, why don't you start removing some people at the DOJ? Instead, you know, the good guys are being removed. Because all they're doing is killing the investigations into Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and the auto pen and the election theft when we have them cut and dry. Your problem is Todd Blanche, Trump. but because they kiss your ass and tell you you're right about everything and then go and do the opposite of what they're supposed to do, you sit there and leave those vipers in our midst. Unbelievable. Brady in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, right on, Alex. Good morning, sir. I wanted to bring up Bibi Netanyahu and Donald Trump when they did their initial bombing run into Iran and they wiped out that girls' school. There was 170 girls killed. And then just yesterday I looked up, Donald Trump says Iran blew up their own girls' school. And I saw pictures of a Tomahawk missile going right through the roof that they had. Somebody captured it on a video. And I'm just wondering if your opinion is the USA did that girls' school and blew it up, or Iran?
Congress was briefed last Wednesday. The Pentagon admitted that they were shooting an army base next door and it blew both buildings up. And they've confirmed from satellite photos that indeed it was the Tomahawk strike. We knew that last Wednesday. And here it is. We have the video. Video shows U.S. Tomahawk missile strike next to girls' school in Iran. So, yeah. And then meanwhile, the neocons that say they're MAGA, you know, the Mark Levin types are running around saying that we're all Iranian agents when we say that this was real, even though the Pentagon has briefed Congress that it was real last Wednesday. So, yeah, there's your answer.
You know, one quick thing, too, before I go. I don't like that Donald Trump is leading the way for the Israeli regime, the 2030 movement. Is Donald Trump Israeli first or America first? He has dual citizenship with Israel, along with almost everybody else in his cabinet. And what he keeps doing is, even if you look at the IDF soldier patches, it shows a picture of Greater Israel, and it says 2030 on it. That's what's on the IDF soldiers' patches. And I'm just wondering if Donald Trump is the best president of Israel or the United States.
Well, look, I mean, here's the deal. If 60% of Trump's cabinet was Chinese, and if most of the commanders were Chinese, and most administration people, even low level, were Chinese, and then we learned that they were actually Chinese communist agents, I would call for all their arrest. But you had Trump last week saying, yeah, you know, Israel is the most powerful lobby, and they are lobbying for this, and if Congress criticizes it, it's anti-Semitic. Whatever. I mean, the point is, this is making everybody buy into every cliche and every stereotype, and Israel is, through Netanyahu, making a run at controlling our government, and they admit it. I mean, you can watch the Israel lobby brag. We control the government. We control the censorship. We're going to blah, 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 blah. And we're going to pass legislation, and we're going to arrest everybody that disagrees with us. And then I'm just saying, Israel, stop. Stop. Because Israel's making itself the center of attention, controlling our destiny, keeping us in the Middle East when every expert says we should be dealing with China and pivot out of the Middle East. Trump was following those ideas that were excellent of General Flynn and others until about 6 months ago. I guess you say 9 months ago with the last attack in Iran. And now he is literally throwing his base overboard that just follow what he said earlier of don't, you know, have full war with Iran and embracing Lindsey Graham. Thanks for the call. And it's disgusting. Lindsey Graham is Trump's spirit animal now. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's super unpopular and it's super dangerous. And the Democrats just sat there and did nothing to stop this so they can turn around when it goes disastrously and blame, you know, America and blame us for it. It's a horrible situation. Yeah, Lindsey Graham wants to sink Iran instead he's sinking us. Let's go to Katie. Katie in Ohio, thanks for calling.
Jones, it is an honor to speak with you. I've listened to you for about 10 years. You woke me up when you predict, we didn't predict, you told us what was going to happen with COVID. And all of the satanic pedophiles running the world, this is a heavy burden for people to carry. And I've seen the awakenings that you're speaking of. People are waking up. And I know it's so frustrating for everyone once you've held this information for so long. As you see people waking up, we want to shake them. And it's so frustrating to see our government so corrupt. But it's always been this way. And the beautiful thing we need to be grateful for is that people are recognizing it. And we need to all pray for our government and pray somehow. And this is my prayer, is that God would look upon these injustices and act. But for some reason, he is waiting. So we need to trust in God and his waiting. And Jones, you are doing the most honorable thing in waking people up. So have patience with the Lord. But my question is, how do we get through the bubble wrap? How do we get through this encapsulation around Trump? That I believe all of his social media is controlled by Mossad or whatever. I mean, but when you look at what MK Ultra can do, you look at Savannah syndrome, you look at frequencies and what they can do. Look at what happened to Tucker Carlson and the spiritual attack that happened to him. And he's a Christian. Like, Trump isn't fully a Christian at this point. And so he is more susceptible to these types of spiritual attacks. We all need to pray for him and to get through, like, the Wiles, Ludnick, Kushner, Ratcliffe, all these people.
I totally agree with you. Great call. Thank you. We'll come back and take more calls. Look, I was going to speak to this today, and I'm glad she reminded me to do it, but I'll do it later because I don't have time in this hour. It's about to end. I know what they've done to Trump. And I've talked to a lot of the researchers that have their ear to the ground. They totally agree. They hit him from all these different angles and levels, and then they bubble wrap him, as you said, and they've successfully isolated him now, which I said he needed to be isolated for security reasons, but the problem was then that he'd be away from the people. So it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation. So absolutely. And we do have to understand that Trump believes he's doing the right thing in Iran. But as he begins to figure out he's been set up, he may pull out of this soon enough for it not to be detrimental. But on the economic front, if this keeps going for another month, it's going to have just devastating effects. Already is. 2 months, 3 months, the recovery's done. The country goes bankrupt. The globalists basically win on that front. And it's just a terrible scenario. Hour number two is coming up. We got Jake Lang, who was the target of the bombing attack in New York yesterday, exclusively joining us for about 20, 30 minutes, and we'll go back to your phone calls. It'll take more right now, but he's coming up. This is a big deal. You want to stay with us for that. Hour number two, straight ahead. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th. 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
America First political activist, and of course, journalist. He's got a lot of courage. Jake Lang on X. Jake's right in front of the mayor's office. Dangerous situation. He gets attacked anywhere he goes. He got attacked by jihadis that have been arrested and charged, radicalized by ISIS, trained overseas. They threw a shrapnel hand grenade bomb at him, and it caught on fire but did not detonate. It's called the Mother of Satan bomb. Here's a photo of it. And so he joins us now. He's going to announce a lot of big stuff here today exclusively. This is a short little segment. Some of the stations don't carry it, so we're going to break in 3.5 minutes, but he'll come back with us after that. But let's go to Jake Lang right now. Jake, thank you for joining us.
Alex, we're still standing because Jesus is on the throne of America, and we will not relent to radical Islamic terrorism. We are standing strong, still in New York City, still standing.
Just, I know you got a lot of breaking news, but you were there. They did arrest them. They did SWAT team, and they are charging him with terrorism. But the mayor said the real problem is you and then defamed you.
Yeah, this is what you get when you vote in a Muslim mayor from another country. He's Ugandan. He doesn't share our values. He doesn't share our God. He doesn't share our language, our religion. Nothing about him and an American is the same. And he has brought this radical Islamic terror to New York City. This was a 9/11 style terrorist attack meant to intimidate and squash our First Amendment right. White Christian Americans who are displeased with our displacement. We are being replaced in our homelands and being replaced by Muslims that are socialists. It couldn't get any worse. It's like living in a dystopian nightmare. And when you go out on the street corner and say, hey, by the way, I'm white Christian American, I don't want to be replaced. Boom, a bomb lands in your lap, Alex.
Well, now we know it's terrorism. They went overseas and were trained. And this is a real bomb, but thank God it did not detonate, or a lot of people would have been dead. It was a shrapnel bomb.
Yes, the same exact style bomb that they've used in multiple terrorist attacks. The last body counts were over 50 in Paris, Manchester. They are killing people with these satanistic bombs, literally the mother of Satan bombs. They have the devil embedded in them, and that's why Jesus's hand was able to squash and smother that detonator bomb. And my life is being called for by God. I'm here on this earth to do something, Alex. I don't know yet what God wants to use me for, but I intend to find out every day, fighting for his kingdom, used for his glory, standing for a Christian America.
We had you on a month ago in Minnesota where you got viciously attacked by a giant crowd trying to kill you. The police did nothing. I tell you, man, everywhere you go, these people try to kill you.
Well, it's because I'm saying the simple truth, the simple facts. They're trying to replace us with a population that is subservient. These people from these third world countries, they don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about Christian normal social standards. They want to replace us in everything our founding fathers gave their lives for. This blood, New York City, Southern New York, where I'm at right now, Battery Park area. This is where George Washington made the stand against the Redcoats. And this is where Jake Lang and the Crusaders will make the stand against Islam. New York will not become London.
Well, that's right. People that don't know, George Washington famous is what's called Battery Park. They had a big barricade and cannons held
yes,
off
sir.
The British for a long time. They're outnumbered literally like 10 to 1. So that sacred ground you're on right now that has literally been occupied and currently conquered by a demonic, Islamic, America-hating scumbag.
Yes, it's the leftists and the Islamists have ganged up to defeat white Christian men. That is the last bastion of freedom in the entire world. European white Christian men and American white Christian men. We're the only ones that are willing to stand up and say, this republic, this constitutional republic, and our God-given rights are not for sale. We will not sell them out to the nearest socialist who's willing to give us food stamps and free apartment and free housing. Our rights were given to us
stay
by
right
God.
Stay right there. Stay right there. Back in 16. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultra methylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue T-shirt, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com. Washington Post, CNN, all of them saying, white Christian men are the enemy. They must be destroyed before the world can flourish. We can have our new world order. Well, Jake Lang, seeing this over the last decade, intensifying now, decided, well, I'm going to stand up against it. I'm going to stand up against the globalist. And he doesn't hate any group. He understands he's being attacked. And everywhere, from Dearborn, Michigan, to Minneapolis, Minnesota, to New York City, they try to kill him. And just yesterday, when they were having a peaceful demonstration, two young men, now confirmed to be trained overseas by ISIS, threw a shrapnel bomb that had killed 30, 40, 50 people in the same bomb that's been used before. ISIS trained them to do it, called the Mother of Satan. It caught on fire but did not detonate. And they were going to blow up a bunch of innocent people by innocent people that weren't even with Jake Lang. Totally insane. They got SWAT teamed. They got arrested. The corporate media is trying to cover this up. The mayor is saying that Jake Lang is the problem, not the bombers. We have a clip of that. So Jake Lang has some major announcements he's about to make. But some stations just joined us to hear that short segment earlier. Recap. You've got the floor. Talk about what you witnessed, where this is going, and the major announcements. Jake Lang, who literally is walking a tightrope on a daily basis. You can say what you want about him, but the man has guts, and guts is enough. Jake Lang.
Thank you, Alex. Glory to God for saving me and all my crusader brothers from the Islamic terror attack. The mayor is too afraid to call it what it is. In fact, he doubled down today, calling me a white supremacist. Yesterday, his statement that has over 20 million views on X, he names me by name. He names my ideology, wrongfully defaming me as a white supremacist. I may be pro-white, just like I'm from New York. I love the Yankees. I'm also a white man. I have to advocate and step up and represent my people who are being persecuted in America. We're being replaced and persecuted. So, of course, I'm pro-white. That's a natural thing to be if you're born a white person. But Zoran Mandami, instead of naming the terrorist names, these people who threw bombs, instead of calling them terrorists, instead of naming that they're radical Muslims, he calls out my ideology and basically insinuates that because I have a different political opinion, because I'm a Trump supporter, because I'm white, because I'm a Christian, that I have now basically antagonized and invited a terror attack upon myself. And that is what makes a third world country. America is defined by this. You can have any opinion on any street corner and say it without being attacked. If you're in Saudi Arabia and you're a Christian and you dare proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, the same thing that happened to me yesterday would happen to you on the streets. That's how you know we're living under Islamic oppression. If you do not have the right to say Jesus Christ is Lord and I want to remain a demographically white country, and you can't say that in America without being bombed by Muslims, do we even have a First Amendment? Are we even a free country anymore? It's time to stand up, American men. The rights you think you have written on a piece of paper are nothing unless you exercise them.
Now, we've seen the footage, but there's always more when you're actually there. Describe where you were, what happened, then the aftermath, and then the big announcements you've got.
So, this was another beautiful, peaceful protest we put on where we were assaulted on the, it, when we were arriving to the mayor's mansion, thousands of protesters surrounded us. Antifa attacked us with their masks on, pepper sprayed my guys, punched me in the face. I'm still healing up from that. And this was just on the way. This is even before the real terror attack happened with bombs, the other terror attack by Antifa. See how Antifa and the Islamists are working together? One of them punches you in the face and antagonizes you and threatens you and stalks you. The other one throws bombs at you. And at the end of the day, they go meet up and they laugh about it somewhere in their little Antifa signal chat dens. Disgusting. Vermin. And we were there peacefully protesting. I had my goat with me, Bubba, the Christian Crusader goat, who is a symbol around the world to the Muslims. Leave the goats alone. Leave the children alone, Muhammad. In America, we have standards. No bestiality, no pedophilia. I know they teach that in your demonic book that you guys read, the Quran. But in America, that doesn't fly. So we brought the goat. We are singing the Star Spangled Banner. We're singing God Bless America by Lee Greenwood. And then all of a sudden, as I was in the middle of giving a speech, a crazed Muslim that has been radicalized and just traveled to the Middle East, an ISIS terrorist, used a liberal protester who was in the middle. He was in the middle. This liberal white man was in the middle of literally saying that all foreigners are welcome in New York City, as this guy uses his shoulder and catapults off him and throws a bomb over him, intended to vaporize me. It landed 3 feet in front of me. And Alex, to take away all the hyperbole and all of the, you know, the theatrics here, that was incredibly, incredibly testing of my faith. In that moment, I thought my life was over. And immediately, my first reaction was to give glory to God. Everyone saw the video. I said it was Jesus who made it so that bomb didn't detonate. And I believe that God did purposely intervene as a miracle in my life and the life of this movement that we had. Christians Uprising, Tommy Robinson's, Nick Shirley's, amazing Christians that are standing against the radical Islamification of America. Every bomb that is thrown against us and every weapon that is thrown against us will not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have a calling. Charlie Kirk was taken by the Lord, but God has set more warriors in his stead to pick up the torch and carry us on to liberty, so that 100 years from now, children can grow up in the same beautiful America with the same standards, the same demographics, in the same way that the founding fathers envisioned when they put their pen to that ink and they made sure they put their lives and their sacred honor for the same things I'm fighting for today. And we are the new Crusader movement fighting against Islam, Alex.
Let's play a clip of Mondami a day after this happened and having it admit was terror, but then saying white people are the problem, and then they have their fake federal numbers they've been caught putting out. Here's the clip.
We're home at the time. This was a vile protest rooted in white supremacy entitled Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City. I'm the first Muslim mayor of our city. Anti-Muslim bigotry is nothing new to me, nor is it anything new for the 1 million or so Muslim New Yorkers who know this city as our home. While I found this protest appalling, I will not waver in my belief that it should be allowed to happen. Ours is a free society where the right to peaceful protest is sacred. It does not belong only to those we agree with. It belongs to everyone. I will defend that right every day that I am mayor, even when those protesting say things that I abhor. Let me also be clear about something else. New York City will never tolerate violence, whether from protests or counter-protests. Many of the counter-protesters met this display of bigotry peacefully, with a vision of a city that is welcoming to all. But a few did not. Two men, Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi, traveled from Pennsylvania and attempted to bring violence to New York City. They are suspected of coming here to commit an act of terrorism. There is video of these two individuals throwing two devices towards the protest. The police department has determined that these were improvised explosive devices made to injure, maim, or worse. Thanks to the swift and decisive actions of NYPD officers at the scene, both men were immediately taken into custody and the devices they brought taken off of our streets. I want to commend the officers who were on site.
Even though he literally helps Alvin Bragg throw the book at them when they do their job. Jake Lane, wow. I'm actually surprised that there was such quick action to arrest him in Pennsylvania. We have footage of the SWAT team raiding him. Where do you see this going now?
Well, we need to understand that if we allow the media and the governmental forces to continue to misalign Christian conservative peaceful protesters like me and call us all these type of names, bigots and hateful, they are inviting the violence. And then when they do not condemn Islamic terrorism, when they sit by and refuse to say the name of the terrorist, and he just called them counter-protesters, what kind of counter-protester brings a nail bomb and throws it at peaceful protesters? That's an act of terrorism. They are using this word salad and purposely obfuscating the truth. And that's why today we will be announcing sweeping federal lawsuits on discrimination and defamation of my civil rights. They have labeled me as a terrorist. ABC News, CNN, NBC. They all implied that it was my protesters and my men that threw the devices, and that a device was found outside the home of Zora Mandami. That's a crock of bullshit from Satan's mouth himself, and that's why these people will be forking over, just how Rudy Giuliani was completely screwed and they took everything. Zora Mandami, I'm coming for your shoelaces. We are going to sue the pants off you guys. I'm not a white supremacist. I am pro-white, but I love all of God's creation, and I want to make sure that if Jamaica was being taken over by another race, another culture, I would stand with the Jamaicans. Same thing I stand with the Americans. We're being taken over. Same thing's happening to Ireland. All people should stand for themselves and be proud of who they are and what their skin they were born in. I'm proud to be white, proud to be American, proud to be Christian. And guess what? We're the best country in the world, made by people who look like me and think like me. And we will continue the next 1,000 years to be the American dynasty of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Well, listen, I know, and I agree, you pray every time, and I think God is protecting you, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But I got to tell you, Jake, I know you're going to keep doing what you're doing, but man, every time you go out now, they try to kill you. I mean,
double down, Alex. Got to double down, because the war is still a front. These people aren't quitting. Evil does not rest. The Bible tells us how quick are evildoers to do their evil deeds. In fact, they cannot sleep at night unless they do them. And how lazy are the children of God to do the good deeds and be righteous and stand against evil. We must prove that proverb not to be true and show that the Holy Spirit is more powerful than these demonic forces, that America's future is greater than our past, and we will continue to push forward and usher the world into a freedom and liberty loving Christian world. This is our calling, to be the light on the hill and not the Muslims in the basement plotting their terrorist attacks.
I forget the exact Bible verse, but we are not given over to a spirit of weakness and fear and cowardice, but the spirit of a lion, a bold spirit. Pull up the actual Bible verse, but we're not, you know, we are given the spirit of a lion, not a spirit of weakness. Find the exact quote because I don't get it wrong. I know this, God does hate cowards. And it just illustrates how vicious the left is. Thousands of mainly white people, but some black folks and Muslims trying to literally rip you apart and kill you and stab you. They stab you, but didn't go through your body armor. And then nothing's done. They run over and drag Nick Sorter down the road. The police say, well, you shouldn't be here. They attack the women that pull over and save you when you finally escape. And then people attack them and they say they deserve it, even though they weren't even conservatives. And then they're throwing shrapnel nail bombs at you with real explosives. They confirm that's why they're being indicted. This wasn't a firework.
Alvin Bragg would have completely fumbled it. Thank God the feds came in and took over and upgraded to terrorism, because Alvin Bragg would have had these guys back out on the street the next day and just said they were hungry because they didn't eat anything for Ramadan. I mean, that's the kind of level that these people are at right now. They'll make any excuse for evil, but when it comes to stand for good, they will condemn us and lie about us and misalign us. That's why the lawsuits are coming forward. And I want to hear from the InfoWars family. Do you think New York City needs a new mayor? Because, Alex, I'm born and raised a New Yorker. I wrestled here at Hunter College. I took over New York City when I came here 12 years ago to be a wrestler. I ran the city up and down every street. I know everybody here. I think New York needs a strong Christian representative. And just maybe, if the people want it, maybe I'll come back and save New York, Alex. How's that sound?
Regardless, you'd certainly inject a lot of well, if we can't have a white New Yorker, you know, I guess we can't have anybody. It's just totally disgusting. I don't care what color somebody is, as long as they love freedom. I am just so sick of it all. Now, let's just recap here, though, in general. These guys literally went overseas, were trained with a known ISIS bomb. This design is how they were trained to do it. And they literally, because I've seen the footage, but I won't tell me if I'm right. There were other people, counter-protesters right by you. There were journalists by you, people walking down the street as well. They threw a bomb that this same design has killed people up to 30, 40 feet away, and injured people up to 100 feet away, they threw a shrapnel bomb, a nail bomb, just into a crowd of people. Again, if I was going to go kill somebody, which I'm not going to do, I'll sure as hell make sure it's the person I'm trying to kill. It's like when they went and shot up the ICE facilities, they shoot up a van full of illegal aliens, too dumb to even shoot the front where the drivers are. It's constant. There's been a bunch of cases where they go shoot up ICE facilities in Texas, two different cases where they shoot the illegal aliens. They're so dumb. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a terror campaign. It's not just about killing me, right? Because there will be another man to stand up and bear the torch of Christianity against Islam. It's about creating a culture of suppression, coercing people to be in fear, to humiliate them, to make them docile and get used to, start to condition them that radical Islamic terrorism is normal, that if you voice your opinion as a Christian, if you voice your opinion as a white person, that you will be under attack. And that is not normal, Americans. Do not feel normal. Get pissed off. Get active. Join the Crusaders Active Club. Start to come out with me and my brothers, because the day we allow the culture war of the streets, when they own the streets, they own the culture. When they own the positions of power, they own the culture. We need to start to shift this.
No, I agree. By the way, in this footage, we'll back that up.
We cannot be deterred.
I've been watching the footage, but you were there. Dozens and dozens of leftists running up into police, hitting police in their faces. Cops... why are the cops putting up with that? They shouldn't have to put up with somebody that's literally ramming into them.
Stand down order. Zoran Mandami has told them, if it's Jake Lang, if it's a Christian, if it's a Trump supporter, let him get lynched. And the cops, and thank God the NYPD cops were light years more professional than Minneapolis. Minneapolis literally sat on the sidelines as they were ripping me limb from limb. The New York cops tried, but here's where they failed, and here's where we're failing as a whole entire society, as the Christians, as the conservatives out here on the streets. We should have had all the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, Street Percenters, all the intelligence, you know, former military guys there should have been running counter operatives inside that crowd, scanning the crowd of Antifa for bombs. And the New York Police Department should have been doing it too. But when we can't trust them because they're run by Zoran, we need our men, all the Green Berets out there, all of these amazing guys, all the preppers, all the guys that watch YouTube videos and know how to shoot somebody 1,000 miles downrange. You need to be in the crowds with us, doing the counter-operative work, knowing where the threats are, assessing who may have a bomb, because you have people like me and other great leaders like Nick Shirley, Tommy Robinson, who has death threats on them. Where are our conservative brothers? What are you guys in the gym for? What are you lifting the weights for? What are you at the shooting range for? The crusade is on, and you're sitting home retweeting videos. Get out here and help the cause, because we will not win this by retweeting videos. We need to show dominance. The same way the Muslims take over New York City, Times Square, and put down their prayer rugs and mark their territory and show that they're the dominant religion, we need to, as Christians, counteract that and show massive Christian action on the street, show our strength, show our love of God, and be a Christian nation that is not afraid to proclaim Jesus from New York City Hall to Seattle, Portland, all the way back to Dearborn, Michigan. It's all God's country, and we will fight for every last
inch. And Jake Lang, I actually had some of these videos ready. There's hundreds of new ones a day of them every week blocking Times Square. They show up in Texas in people's front yards praying in the middle of the day. In New York, a shopkeeper opens his broom closet, and a New York Muslim cop is praying in his closet. It's all about pissing on us. It's all about an act of the calls to prayer. They admit it's all about that. You have them coming up in England and the U.S. telling people don't eat during Ramadan, you know, during the day or whatever.
Well, that's why we brought Zoran Mandami a roasted pig right to his office there in the middle of Ramadan, just to show him how much we give a fuck about his disgusting culture. Fuck you, Muslims. Get the fuck out of my city.
Well, and we'll show that, too. And again, here's my point. People can say we're doing this provocative. That's what I was going to.
Good.
They say in the Quran, dominate everyone. And go get in their faces to train us to accept it. They're making the public schools all over the country pull pork out. They're having to put in prayer rooms in Michigan and Texas for the Muslims. Oh, if kids give out Christmas cards that are Christian, they get in trouble. But oh, you can have prayer rooms for the Muslims. They have bought off the government.
They just installed a prayer rug, a Muslim prayer rug, in front of the 9/11 memorial. for the NY or the FDNY Muslims to pray during their lunch breaks in front of the 9/11 memorial. We've got hijab wearing, you know, Pakistanis dancing on the World War II memorial in Washington D.C. These invaders don't care about us from Bangladesh, from Pakistan, from all these different countries.
Well, it's not that they don't care about us. They know they're here to dominate. We have thousands of their imams bragging. So let's go to a few clips. This is just a day ago. You run a little grocery store and all of a sudden you hear and you open the door and the cops that are Muslims are in your broom closet doing this. And then we'll cut to them telling people, hey, you can't eat who aren't even Muslims. Oh, and there's new footage of them with horses in police uniforms in England telling people get off the streets at night, and telling restaurants to close. I mean, they are really flexing. Let's go to these clips.
Yo, bro, I don't even know what's going on, but nigga, I'm trying to go to the bathroom and look, nigga got 12 in here praying.
Bro,
What's going on? 12 is in there praying right now, bro.
Bro,
what are you doing?
I'm just
kidding. Go pray in the car with a preacher. This ain't no fucking mosque, nigga. Stop with y'all niggas, bro. Look, in my head too, nigga. This ain't no fucking mosque, nigga. Yeah.
You on this?
Yeah,
phone?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. How come you eating, boss? It's Ramadan, boss.
Nah.
Huh?
Yeah, sorry, brother.
It's Ramadan. This is no good. Ramadan. Muslim.
I know, brother. I'm sorry.
You're Muslim, yeah?
No.
You sure? I think so you are.
No.
This Ramadan now. No way, Ramun.
Romania is not
Muslim. You sure? Brother, please, yeah, because it's very big trouble, huh? Okay? Please, don't be eating Ramadan, yeah? Please, because, you know, really bad.
So just because the people are a little brown, you can look up, they're not Muslims, this guy's telling him, now what happens is they do that in neighborhoods for a while. When people don't do what they say, they come and stab you or shoot you or bomb you or run you over the car. And by the way,
this whole thing boils down, Alex, you know, the Islamification of Europe and America is really part of the larger problem, which is the white replacement problem, which is the main focus of the whole entire activism I'm doing. We're pointing out that they're replacing the native populations of Europe and America with invaders, not just Muslims, but all different types. And we need to stand against that. And the head of the snake is Islam, because they are a conquering false religion, political ideology. So out of all the invaders, they've risen to the top as the most vile and the most dangerous and the most antithetical to the American way of life. So once we solve the Muslim invasion problem, believe me, that's not the end of it. There are a lot of people. Just look at Canada. Canada is not necessarily be taken over by Muslims. The Sikhs there, it's unrecognizable. You go right across the border from Niagara Falls, it is unrecognizable. It's not a Canadian in sight.
Well, in the cities, every single city council member is Sikh. Nothing against Sikhs, but they come in, they take over, they only hire their own people. These come from tribal groups, folks, where it's all about the tribe. With Islam, it's the tribe. And you're right. And then Islam also allies with the left. That's why they're so dangerous. Do a few more minutes with us, Jake Lang, there on the streets of New York. I want to hear more about this lawsuits and taking action. I promise, callers, because we don't have any guests after this, we're going to Mike and Cameron and Spencer and Xavier and Craig and Sean and Justin and Carlos and Daryl and Bill. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jake Lang straight ahead. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexShowStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, well, Jake Lang, we'll continue to get updates with you, but I wanted you to be able to finish up any points you'd forgotten or any other points you'd like to make. I don't want to hear your take in general about the Iran war and what President Trump is doing there, and overall your report card on what you'd like to see the Trump administration doing, whether you're pleased or partially pleased or not pleased. Jake Lang.
President Trump's our commander-in-chief. I stand behind our commander-in-chief. Now that we've engaged with the enemy, it's time for total decimation. And quite honestly, I love seeing the Muslims being absolutely dominated by the American forces in the Middle East. It shows the warring Christians are stronger than the weak Muslims. So I'm looking at it from more of a bird's eye view. I'm not looking at it from who is it benefiting Israel or what are we doing over there. Right now, we're at war with Islam in our streets, and we're at war with Islam in the Middle East. And I understand that this war that's been started against London, against Europe, is now metastasizing, and we're taking it to their shoreline. So I stand with President Trump. I don't really care about Middle East interventionalism. It hasn't been beneficial to us in the past. But when it comes time to lay claim and stake yourself and say, you're a Christian or you're a Muslim, It's good to see the Christian countries of this world, America being the most dominant Christian country, show its absolute strength and prowess. When it comes wartime, these Muslims know who's on top. And that's why they do these cowardly terrorist attacks, because when it comes to stand face to face with us on the battlefield, they can't hold a candle to the American military dominance. So I'm really proud of President Trump. Don't really care if it benefits Israel or not. I'm an American, and right now, the optics are fucking awesome. Blow the muzzies out of the water.
Yeah, but we did that for 20-something years, and the globalists then brought them all here.
It's part of doing it. Let's go. Make more bombs, baby. Let's go. Get them out. They want to kill and rape and destroy you and your family. They're doing it all over Sweden. They're grabbing little white girls and pinning them down. And the court said the rape didn't last long enough, so he's not getting deported. Fuck that shit. Nuclear warheads. Are you kidding me?
Well, nuclear warheads.
Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? Scourge on the earth.
You're almost kidding.
They're sending Zoran Mandami over here to take over our mayorship role, okay? Wouldn't it be a lot better if our American military forces stopped that communist Muslim bastard in his tracks, in his homelands?
Hey, Jake, Jake, you're running hot here.
I'm running hot, Alex. Action, baby. They come at me and my family on my home turf in New York. They're asking for war.
I got it.
I didn't declare this war. I'm a peaceful American living and exercising my First Amendment. But we will not cower, or we will not relent to radical Islam.
Jake, I'm asking a question. I have a question for you, Jake.
In the desert, wherever they want it, they can come get it.
I understand. Jake, let me ask you a question. I'm saying we were told in the last 25 years we were fighting them over there instead of over here. Then the very same globalists that launched those wars opened the borders up and have brought in 15 times on average what was here 25 years ago. So did you notice that the Muslim invasion began as soon as we went over there and blew it all up? Then the UN NGOs brought them all in. And I mean, you know, the neocons were involved in all that as well. So you understand this is a larger plan.
Yeah, no, I acknowledge those facts. And that's why I said the interventionism hasn't worked out for us. But maybe it's time to raise the temperature even more. Excavate all these people out of our countries. And if they really want a jihad, if they really want a holy war, we will show them the other end of our barrel all day long. And the problem is we're fighting a war in the Middle East, but not realizing the same bad actors are going to the Middle East, like these two schmucks that tried to murder me and all my friends. They're going to the Middle East, and they're coming back here with the same weapons they use on Americans over in the Middle East. They're bringing them over here to kill us here. So where's the war's really main front? It could be anywhere. And right here in New York City, it's active and ongoing. If you're a Christian, try to go preach the name of Jesus outside Zoran Mandami's house and be, you know, a political influencer and see if they're not going to try to murder you too, Alex. I guarantee you, if you tweet it right now, I'm coming to New York 2 weeks from now to preach the name of Jesus outside Zoran Mandami's house, you will be targeted by radical Islamic terror attack. So is this war, or are we pussyfooting around? Are we men, or are we mice?
I hear you. I can play 1,000 of these clips, but these are just indicative of Muslims, black guys, you name it, and most black guys aren't like this, saying white men are the enemy. We just kill all them. We'll fix it all. Then I have the head of the Texas Vaccine Project, you know, a woman saying, I'm not going to play it today, but, you know, we've got to kill the white people. They're the ones who won't take the shots. What? There's this obsession by the white left, all of it, get rid of white people. And they even say in their actuaries, it's because of Christianity. It's because they rebel. It's because they won't go along. We don't know why. It's these white men won't submit to this. Well, I wish everybody.
Hell yeah, we won't, Alex. Hell yeah.
Well, I wish everybody. Hold on a minute.
He lives in our hearts, and we fight for him.
No, I mean, I get compared to a totally brain dead white guy that lays down and doesn't even know what planet they're on. I would rather have you kind of on the other extreme, completely bouncing off the walls like Yosemite Sam meets the Tasmanian devil. I'm not putting you down, but it's, you know, it's just kind of the cartoon level. I'm not saying you're a bad guy. You guys are risking your life, so I get you get amped up. I'm not judging you, but it's just like, you know, I'll take this extreme over this extreme. Somebody that's got a heartbeat and is not a coward. But I'm saying the average white person who has a real job, is out there working, has no idea how much the colleges, the system, the media is literally saying we're the devil. And so anybody looking at Jake Lang saying this guy's nuts, no, he's seen it, he's lived it, he knows it. This is pretty much a normal response to red-blooded people to being told you're scum, we're going to kill you. My point is that we have to navigate this and not let them bait us into too big a response, but instead we've got to have a good response. Here's a couple clips. I want your response to this.
And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted.
I am a 58-year-old adult human female. I am formally making my proclamation exclamation right now to you. I will no longer be associating with any white males of any kind. It does not matter if liberal or conservative. It does not matter what color hair or eyes. As long as the skin is white and it is a male, I will not be associating with it anymore.
Don't worry, lady. Nobody wants you.
The symbol, the symbolism of a white male has become the epitome of hate.
By the way, that's a real video, folks. These people are on so many drugs. Jake, would you like to marry her?
Well, see, there's been a propaganda campaign waged on white Western men for so long to rob us of our testosterone, rob us of our pride, of our heritage. And what you get is a whole entire weak society of liberal men, just indicative of the weak liberal guy that was chanting, all foreigners are welcome in New York as a Muslim man.
Jake, my point is, Jake, this lady is obviously on like 10 different serotonin reuptake inhibitors. She's whacked out of her mind. She obviously no men, period, want her. Would you be willing to take her out on like a celebrity date to try to help her?
Of course, yeah. If I have, make sure there's lots of cameras around, because you know these crazy liberals, they like to scream, you know, like President Trump, rape. No one would rape.
Oh yeah,
with
she looks
before.
Even. It's
I
hard
would,
to do.
I wouldn't
she
touch
looks
you
like
with my dummy
she looks
stick.
Like E. Jean Carroll. Like yeah, as crazy as her.
Well, Alex, you know, at the end of the day, and I was talking about war. And we are not seeking war. We're not seeking violence. We're not seeking anything. We're seeking deportations. We want our society. We want peace. We want these people out of our country. And if they won't stop attacking us, then we have to go to war, right? That's the only natural solution. But my political platform is not like these people said, exterminate black people, exterminate Muslims. No, sir. I love these people. They do have beautiful parts of their culture and they have great people that are part of their community. Problem is, in the percentage wise, a lot of them are criminals, a lot of them are bad people, and they don't flush well with white Americans, and that's why we need deportations. I don't want exterminations. I want deportations.
You're not rolling over and dying. So in closing, Jake Lang, the caller's one right to you. What is next for you?
We have, and this is the first time I'm going to announce this, and we're planning it out with all the Crusader different chapters across the board. And by the way, guys, DM me right now if you want to join an active club. We do Christian protests, go outside abortion clinics, do all the kind of stuff that men do. We stand tall for what we believe in. Just DM me right now on X, Instagram, Facebook, Jake Lang. Shoot me a DM. I'll get you in your local chapter. And we're going to be announcing a huge Christian demonstration on Easter Sunday called One King Day. One King, Jesus Christ is King of America. It's going to be in multiple cities. Christians, come out with your crosses, come out with your Bibles. It's going to be peaceful. We're going to proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord God and Lord God of America. First and foremost, America is a Christian country. I hope and I pray that God blesses this. It's going to be the largest Christian demonstration in a generation, and America will show that our founding fathers designed this land to be Christian, and we will not fall to Islam. It's the end of March, beginning of April, is Easter Sunday. See you out there at your local state capitals and cities, guys. Christians, stand up before the West falls, and we all disappear.
Jake Lang, you have the same cadence as Mike Lindell without all the cussing. You like Mike Lindell?
Of course, Mike Lindell's great. And guess what? I'm going to be the first man pardoned by President Trump and pardoned by Mike Lindell because I just got a felony charge for kicking over the ice cubes in Minnesota. And Mike Lindell's going to be the new governor of Minnesota. So Mike Lindell for governor, Mike Lindell for pardon. So God bless.
Is Mike Lindell secretly
saving my life through these awesome Christian men that he saved? He's putting into positions of power just to save me. That's how much God loves me.
Is Mike Lindell secretly your father?
I love Mike Lindell. We talk all the time. He's been on my podcast in prison. Was a relentless supporter of mine while I was in prison. And I believe that man will save Minnesota from the scourge of Islam, the scourge of the Somali daycare fraudsters, and the scourge of SSRI white liberals that want to kill our themselves, our own race. They hate us. So Mike Lindell's going to save us.
All right, Jake Lang. Thank you, man. Be safe, brother.
God bless you, Alex.
Okay, here's the deal. I want to warn the left. I mean, like, you guys keep attacking everybody, like average white person was just working throughout their life. You are literally creating an army of Jake Langs. God help you, I can tell you. I just want this to stop. It's got to stop. It's not going to stop. I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. Oh, it's so funny. By the way, I've confirmed. Nobody's giving me secret information. When I call people up, they go, yeah, Alex, you're dead on. Yeah, we're not doing yet. Yeah, listen to your show. We listen to your show to figure out what's going to happen. You're kind of, we're the tail, you're the dog. And I do get calls, like last weekend, Sunday, I got a call. How do you know we're doing a ground invasion of the Gulf of the Strait of Hormuz? I go, well, that's the obvious move. I mean, you have to if you're doing this. This is regime change. I mean, God. But Trump is getting ready to invade Iran, folks. Yeah. And boy, I sure hope they got some secret weapons because we sure as hell need them. I'm going to go to your calls. I appreciate you holding. I really appreciate everybody. It's just so insane now. Everything's so crazy. We have let in the absolute scum of the earth. And we have promoted them. We have pushed them. And now this country is just shot full of holes. And it's still the best house in a bad neighborhood. Let's have a little comic relief with the Alex Jones, Donald Trump Jeopardy, then I'm going right to your phone calls. Stay with us.
Categories are, that's a globalist. Next up, 9/11, followed by famous fentanyl overdose deaths. Then we've got, it's a man baby. Finally, we've got, what a fag. Notice, F-A-G is in quotations there. Don, we'll start with you.
Let's try fag for $400, Alex.
Harry Sisson, an online content creator.
What is a massive fucking faggot?
That's it. Don, you've got the board.
Let's go fag for $600, Alex.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
What is a total fag?
Oh, so close, but not quite there. Yes, Alex?
What is a raging faggot?
Raging indeed. Alex, go ahead and choose the next category.
Let's do famous fentanyl overdose deaths for
$1,000. Hey, that's not a real $20 bill. This random criminal became the face of a George Soros color revolution in 2020.
Who is St. Floyd?
I'm checking with the judges. And yes, St. Floyd or George Floyd both work here. Alex, next category, please.
Let's go with It's a Man Baby for
$1,000. Daily Double. Alex, what would you like to wager on this one?
So let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
This former First Lady is built like a linebacker, and many have suggested she is actually a he.
Oh, boy, who is Big Mike?
Big Mike or Michelle Obama? Absolute pythons for arms, and maybe one in her pants as well. Alex, you've got control. Go ahead.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Attaboy, JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. Don't listen to those motherfuckers.
I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. He's a loser.
Fuck you, Gavin. You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Fans past history. Now let's go beat the shit out of the Soros High Goblins.
Yeah, I'm unable to do the show right now. I know we have loaded phone lines, but I've dropped the ball, okay? First hour, I covered it ad nauseum, but I didn't communicate it out to people so clips didn't get out, and this is vital. Time is of the essence that the invasion of Iran has been prepared. The mass mobilization is happening. They're going to invade to take over the Strait of Hormuz, the nuclear material, and take over this island where 90% of the oil is shipped to be transshipped out to the rest of the world. This is full invasion. This will escalate absolutely into World War III, 90-plus percent of the time, depending on how you study it. And I'm not mad at myself or even the crew. It's just there's not a sense of urgency because we're all so close to this. So the headline that was put out, and I'm not mad, leave it up, was about seizing the island. No. That is not, that I explained that that was just the trigger for the full invasion. The full invasion of Iran is going down. We have maybe days, maybe a week to stop this. There is a full mobilization. The troops are already on C-130s, not just the 82nd. It's all happening, okay? And even myself, we start covering this like it's an entertainment show or like we're watching a movie, a war movie. No, this is real. We're living this. So I need to stop the show, maybe go to rebroadcast for a while. Need to recollate my articles, recollate my videos, recollate it, and I will do it properly on air so that it's on record what's about to happen. Because I love to make jokes all day and just enjoy myself. Believe me, that's what I want to do. But I can't do it. I just can't do it. Because I can say really powerful things on the show and encapsulate it, but if I don't communicate what to clip, what to put out, what headlines to do, then it has no effect. I mean, what I said first hour was a big deal. The whole point of them hitting that island first is to set the precedent and to get you to go to sleep to accept full invasion. We put out the headline with only the island, with their PSYOP control, not even knowing it. Now, I'm not mad. I just realize that if I'm not constantly on, constantly there, the PSYOPs work. We get taken over by it. This is just, I'm not complaining. It's just too much. You know, most politicians and people study like 2 weeks to give a 10-minute speech. And I'm just up here constantly having to, and I'm not bitching. It's just overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming. And you see how they overwhelm Trump, who thinks he's doing a good job. He means well. He does well on so many issues. He understands, but he doesn't understand the military. I don't know. I just know where we're about to be. Not just militarily, but economically right now. And people will take this serious later. You will, when you're starving to death, when you're eating bug protein, you'll remember this broadcast. Because this isn't like all the past wars. It's the time we're at in history. It's what's going on. And I'll just say this and come back with your calls. In fact, I won't even talk about the invasion. Let's just have it. Who cares? It's not even important. All right? Fine. No, later I'm going to get all my articles together again, get all my clips together again, and then I'm going to go over it. And I'm going to make the point about why it's so important. Maybe I just did. Maybe we clip that on the front. And I'm not frustrated with anybody here in the crew. I'm frustrated with myself. Because I don't have the sense of urgency. I am the problem. Why does the Kremlin say it seems we're at the end of the world? It seems the end of the world is upon us. We'll get into that coming up. But hopefully this de-escalates, and I think we can get it de-escalated if there's enough calls to Congress and enough prayer and enough involvement by people. But if people take this like it's no big deal, we're screwed. Just on the economic front. Now let me do this, because on the economic front, you're the reason we're still here on air, and I need funds and I need support. Plus, we sell you great products. There's a big sale that ends tonight. The Methylene Blue sale ends tonight at midnight. 50% off Ultra Methylene Blue capsules. They're amazing. We have the America 250-year anniversary limited edition shirt. That's amazing. Maybe we can put that up. It's at AlexJonesStore.com. It's a great shirt. We also have George Washington. I love it. Where he says it's not treason if you win. 1776 or 2026. Let's go back to that shirt. It's really awesome. I came up with the concept. They had the great design. That's a really nice shirt. Might end up being a tombstone marker, though, if we don't save it. But almost no nation or republic's ever gone past 50 years. In fact, none have. So 1776 to 2026, America 250. America 250. And we've got the new, one I really love, the George Washington's. It says it's not treason if you win the war. It really says it all. I like that one. Testicular injuries in women's sports has a graph going straight up. America Supply Company. I came up with that idea. Just a nice, clean Patriot deal. Clean USA hats. Also, a property of Jesus. We saw the property of Allah, so I thought, well, not property of Jesus. We got the Irish-centric green Betsy Ross shirts. Those are great. Got the InfoWars limited edition Irish four-leaf clovers. There it is. It's only treason if you lose. Love that. And then we've got the new line of shirts, the American Supply Company as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need the funds. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off Methylene Blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality Methylene Blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best Methylene Blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
I know who's going to end all this corruption and all this stealing. Just as the DOJ won't prosecute any of it and is actually involved in it. When everything collapses, it will fix it. It's going to be hell on earth for everybody. A lot of folks are going to die. But at the end of the day, that's what happens if good people don't stand up and fix things. God just lets evil take over, and that fixes it on its own. So we were told us about getting their nuclear program. Now they're getting ready to invade. I'm going to recap that and re-hit that again coming up. It's a big deal. And you got a lot of people that are in tribal mode, like Jake Ling. He's like, well, I don't like the Muslims and being over here, but yeah, let's still go ahead and blow them up over there. And then they're going to simply sit there and ship them in here. And he's like, yeah, I get it, but emotionally it feels good. Let's kill them. And I'm like, you understand it's a dialectic. You understand it's problem, reaction, solution. And people just love their emotions too much. They just can't get it. And I'm not judging. I'm not attacking him. Fine. But this is a trap. Trap for Trump, trap for America, it's all a trap. All right, I apologize to callers. I'm going to go through all your calls right now, and then I'll recap and hit the big news. I mean, I told you first it was happening, and now it's confirmed. And we have to expose it and say no to it and put pressure out there like the Pentagon did a week before Trump decided to hit. They actually leaked info, not tactics or anything, but, you know, hey, this is a bad idea. And now that's all confirmed. And Tulsi Gabbard gave a big report. People are like, where is she? Well, it's her job to do that privately at this point. Not to come out and publicly attack the president. But they did give him the information. And now we can see that it's what they told him is happening. They didn't fall. It's out of control. And it's already sending shockwaves to the economy. And then these assholes say, oh, you care about money. No, I'd have sold out to the globalists if I just wanted money. I care about money when it's a collapse and energy prices explode and it kills our recovery and America goes bankrupt to the globalist and gets shut down. There's a bigger reason they want us to go into Iran and do this, because bare minimum, it will kill the Trump recovery if this war continues more than a month. May have already done it. It's about who runs us if we go bankrupt. And then you really will care about money, because they're going to have us by the short hairs. That is the point. Mike in Alaska, Trump comments. Go ahead.
I feel like I did when I watched Tower 7 come down, Alex.
How'd you feel there?
I feel sick. I felt like I was going to puke.
I do. I actually feel sick right now.
I mean, good morning, Alex. Thank you for logging me in, sir. I'm a VIP. And, you know, I want to tell you something real quick, Alex. I was first caller on C-SPAN Washington Journal 2 years in a row. This year I got on first again, talked about you, how everybody needs, you could go there, log in, you'll see Mike from Fairbanks, or Coldfoot. And I try to tell everybody, you have to listen to InfoWars right now. Kimberly got so mad at me because I mentioned your name and I said, please watch Alex. Go to InfoWars.com right now. She goes, Mike, well, what do you, and I like Kimberly, but she got snide. She goes, well, Mike, what about Sandy Hook? And I said, and I tried to explain that. You know what she did? She slammed the hook on me. She slammed the phone on me. So I just want to tell you that, Alex, I support you 100%. I'm VIP. You brought me out of the depths of four family members dying. And I started X2. This is my sixth year. Now I get the mail order auto pay. X2, I don't think.
Let's do this. Some stations don't care this segment. I appreciate you plugging the products of your VIP at the Alex Jones store, but I don't hear what you have to say about C-SPAN, because I think I remember seeing one of your calls. Everybody should flood C-SPAN. It has a big audience, and they hate it. And they always bring up, well, he was right about all this, but he pissed on kids' graves. Never happened. None of it's true. Trump didn't say he hates Hispanics. It's the same type of lie. Very fine people thing. KKK, not true. So, yeah, that's all they've got. Like, ignore everything he was right about. Oh, you hurt these kids. No, the Democrats sued me, had rigged trials, raised $300 million off donations off my back. Let's move on from that. I want to get your take on what's about to happen in Iran. Mike, I want to hear your views on that when we come back. Don't hang up. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike in Alaska. What's your take on the expanding war and Trump gearing up for ground invasion of Iran?
It's so premature, Alex. I mean, common politics, the people you have on there would have said, wait till after the midterms, set up, cut off all exports. We export 10 billion barrels of oil to China every day, Canada, Mexico, and Netherlands. Why? They're producers. Why do we export to those morons, to those communists, to those Bolsheviks? We should have embraced Russia and got their oil set up first. Sorry, Alex, I get so excited. I just want to do the war howl, but I can't right now. I want to get to my point. I love my president, but I love his work ethic, but he's the definition of insufferable. Stop talking in 16. Start working in halves. Protect the home front. Open up Alaska. Get the Alcan open up and start shipping oil down here, dadgummit. Now we got to send in Boots and Coots. We got to send in Red Adair. Put out the fires. How many of those guys are going to die trying to put out? Remember, Alex, Saddam Hussein set all the fires in Kuwait. He set all the wells on fire when he was backing out of there, but that's what's going to happen. It's just ridiculous. I mean,
that's a great point. Saddam Hussein was the worst devil in history, we were told, for blowing up the Kuwaiti oil fields and the Iraqis as the U.S. came in. But now Israel blows up the oil refineries of Iran, which only targets basically their civilians, and it's a great thing. Thanks for the call. That is a really important parallel that you just raised. And Trump reportedly is furious at Israel for massive attacks on Iranian oil infrastructure. Cameron in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, no problem at all. I want to call in. Obviously, the topic is Iran. I have two questions for you, or really one question, one statement after listening to your segment with Jake Lang the last 40 minutes or so. My first question is, what do you think the likelihood is that Trump ends up deploying a tactical nuke in Iran? I think that it's something that is very possible and likely, but I don't know. Maybe I give it 20% right now. I want to get your take on that. And then I also want to say that on the home front, it's very important that Americans are not, you know, subject to propaganda and stuff like that. When it comes to people like Jake Lang, I mean, I'm not on Team Muslim. I'm not on Team Islam. I'm a Christian. But to have, you know, him sounding like Lindsey Graham, I mean, that was indistinguishable. I mean, this propaganda, he's ethnically Jewish, too. He's technically not even white, so he's not beating the allegations. But, I mean, we really can't be inciting, you know, anything against Muslims. It's really kind of crazy to be doing that right now while we're bombing Iran and then taking in refugees.
Jake Lang is Jewish?
Yes, he is.
Mm.
He sounds like Laura Loomer. I mean, honestly.
I'll have to look into that, but my whole point was he was there and the victim of that terror attack. I'm glad he survived, but I'll have to investigate if you think that... are you trying to say he's a provocateur or something?
Yeah, I think he's definitely trying to entrap white Christian men to go against Muslims, and he's definitely making the right wing look bad when it comes to the issue of Israel, because when he's pointing at the Muslims, he's not pointing at who's actually perpetrating this war, and it's not the Muslims.
They got photos of me kissing the Wailing Wall. I've never been to Israel. They put these things out with Jake Lang, who knows? But regardless, I'm trying to put pressure on Trump to extricate himself and to pull out of this and declare victory now. Do you think that's a good idea, or do you think Trump should be pigheaded?
Oh, I think we should get out as soon as possible. This is destroying the world, and it's destroying the economy here at home, and Americans have already died. I didn't vote for this, and nobody voted for this.
All right, I appreciate your call. And again, there's lots of AI videos of me, doing all sorts of stuff I never did. I don't know if that footage is real, so I'm not trying to get in some controversy as a caller called and said something about somebody. People can look at that if they want. I don't know the truth. Let's go to Spencer in Utah. Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. This thing about the Charlie Kirk deal, I'm glad I got through. I'm about a 70-year-old guy from right here in Utah. We had a motocross track right there. But this pedophilia, you know, I believe this is a godsend, because I know the court system over here in Utah and been dealing with them, and the Mormon church. And so there's actual cases going on inside or right here in the Orem, Provo, Merton Fork area. It's been going on for 10 years. And inside the prosecutor's office, well-known people like the David Levitt and those guys, the governors and all that stuff, are hiding all the evidence, so it never comes out. This Dave Hamlin guy that's in the news now has been going on for 10 years. And I go back to the 70s here in Utah with a book called The Jay's Journal and Satanic Sacrifices here in Pleasant Grove. And then they had the Satanic Panic in Lehigh. I knew those people, and I just couldn't buy it. But now I met up with some people about 5 years ago that was telling me about this. And, man, I can't even sleep at night anymore, because you can't bring this out, Alex, or you're persona non grata.
Well, I'll tell you, the people trying to say you're persona non grata are the ones that are persona non grata. The public's awake now and awakening even faster. And Ted Gunnarsson and others who are very credible exposed the Satanic Panic was totally real. And they tried to call it a panic. They're trying to do it again, but it's not working. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Justin in Louisiana. You're on the air on the Iran war. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Alex, just want to say thanks for everything you do. I was kind of happy with the war if he would have used it as a way to get the UFO files back under control. Like, we have nothing. We gave it all to Ukraine. So if he tried to start an actual war, knowing there's nothing there, maybe he could get that. But what he's doing now is just stupid.
All right, listen, you got to go slow here with me.
Okay.
Ukraine, UFO files, Iran, get the files out. Explain the logic here. I'm trying to understand.
All right. The UFO files that you and the dark journalists always talk about, right? all the hidden stuff that we have that everybody said, oh, it's going to come out, all that. If this war was a way for him to use all the resources we have left, the small amount of military resources we have left, to actually need them and prove a point and pull them out, that's what I was kind of like okay with. I thought it might have been going, trying to happen. You understand?
Oh, sure. We're starting to see a demonstration of secret weapons in Venezuela. You're saying Trump would use this as a demonstration?
Yes, but he's not doing that. He's trying to put boots on the ground, and that don't lead us nowhere but death. Americans don't need to die over there no more.
No, I get your logic now. I wasn't saying it didn't make sense. I was missing it. Please continue.
No, that's just really all I wanted to say is kind of bring that up there. Like, that was my, like, hey, he might be doing this for a good reason, but I can't say he is now if we're putting boots on the ground. But I want to say your supplements changed my life. It took me from being a junkie, a pharmaceutical junkie, thanks to doctors, to where I don't take nothing but bodies every day, and I feel like a complete human being. Didn't have to have back surgery, didn't have to have nothing. I can walk, I can do backflips. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. Another great call. Let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been trying to call you for 10 years, man. I can't believe I got through. I'm a long-time fan. You are awesome, man.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to, if, like, when I hang up or before I hang up, could I get your mailing address? I have a song that I recorded. My name's Billy Akers, and the song is called Remember the Soldier. It's on YouTube if you want to use it for your show for any reason, because with all this stuff going on, I figure you might want to use it for your show, maybe, if you want to. But that's only the first point I wanted to make. Also, I wanted to mail you a copy of my CD if I could. I just don't know your mailing address.
Yeah, they'll put you on hold. Give it to you. Thanks. Go ahead.
The real reason I called, though, well, that's one of the reasons, because I've really been wanting to talk to you. I wanted to address the big picture, because I've been watching you a long time, and everything you say, there's just too much to say in the little bit of time I have. This is totally outside the box, but if you really think about it, everybody's looking for answers to these problems, and we always come up to the same roadblocks, the corruption, the deep corruption within the government. First, it's the schools promoting the communism. Then you have the judges that are corrupt. But the main thing that I think is that the corruption that lies within the Congress and the Senate. So the outside-the-box idea I had was if you could get a simulation of the Founding Fathers and input all the information of them, so it's not, of course, you'll never get the real person, but all the information about each Founding Father and input it in their image, and then have you sitting at the table with them, like the round table with George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and then address everything that has happened to this country, or at least the big picture of it since Kennedy got assassinated, going back to the Vietnam War, the Iran-Contra, the Gulf War, the corruption within Congress, and just the outrageous things I've been hearing from you, because I'm a constant listener. I can't wait till your next show comes up. And, you know, and if anybody can come up with a solution, I don't know what it would be, but with the long-term careers that these congressmen and these senators have, I think that's the real seed of evil, because they won't leave and you can't vote them out. So at least I think I don't know, but.
Well, that's right. And anybody they try to, we get in that's good, they run off. Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. He wanted the address, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Daryl, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I want to address the issue of why the war in Iran. You see, President Trump was achieving a direction of peace. And on several occasions, Netanyahu said, no, you don't tell us what to do. We do what we want. Subsequently, he mentioned to his committees that he wanted to control the flow of oil from the Middle East to Europe. and that all oil would be going through Israeli channels. But President Trump kept directing attention to the Palestinians and to the peace in the Middle East. At one point, war becomes a very useful instrument for Netanyahu because he has destroyed any possibilities of any of the Arab countries now doing peace through the Abraham Accords. In fact, the United Arab Emirates have pulled out. Other governments are meeting privately to do away with this greater Israel project. As far as he's concerned, this liberates the war liberates Israel from any obligations to the Palestinians, and he can continue the cleaning up process in Lebanon and so forth. So, in my opinion, and I'm pretty sure I'm certain about this, he is driving the Americans to sacrifice treasure and capital and personnel on something that ends for George W. Bush was the roadmap and other efforts to peace in the Middle East in the second term of all presidents who, since Kennedy, have tried to address the issue of the Palestinian issue. The other item I want to discuss with you is the fact that under no circumstances should President Trump fall prey to the strategy of drawing attention to Karg Island and to the Straits of Hormuz with personnel, soldiers, when in reality the movement was to have them come from the north of Iran through with the Kurds. And the idea is to split attention between the two endpoints of Iran, the south and the north, so that you can then go and attack from the north, which was the original plan. So if he is convinced now he should split the American forces from the north to the south of Iran, that's going to be a double failure, certainly, for the United States. And if you're going to do so, why talk about it in advance? I mean, what's the point of talking about it in advance?
Well, that's because they think it'll put pressure on the Iranians to make a deal or be overthrown by their own internal regime. But obviously, if you study it, that's not the situation. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Hey, here's my theory about the Iran war. I think this traces back to 2020, the stolen election, and then the subsequent invasion of Western countries, not just America. So I think by taking out Venezuela, the Mexican cartels, now Cuba, now we're in Iran, and I think the Iran are the Shiites. I don't think we're at war against all Muslims. I think it's the Shiites, because we've made deals with the Sunni Muslims, like the guys in Saudi Arabia. So I think the war is about knocking down the Shiites, who are the ones who are invading us, and also having this war on the doorstep of China, because they can either decide, do they want to fight us now, or are they going to back off?
Well, no, sure. Ultimately, I mean, the overall plan is to finish up the Middle East to pivot to China.
Yep. I think the China was the head of the snake with a stolen election and then invading us. So they drew first blood, not us. This is payback.
I just don't like I don't like Netanyahu in the middle of it directing us and lecturing us and all the rest of it.
I hate it, too. And, you know, here's the deal. You have to have alliances, you know, and there's factions within Israel. Now, I'd rather have Netanyahu than the guy in Iran on our side. And that's the coalition we're against. It's China, those Shiite Muslims. I think Russia's playing the fence. You know, they just want to have keep what they have. And if we win this, Russia will ally with us. I think this is I'm for this. I'm all for this. And also, I'm for Jake Lang. I liked what he had to say. And I will join the Crusader Club, whatever it is. I think that's exactly what we need.
Well, the argument is, I'm not saying him, but you know, they could use something like that to piggyback on it. But then you can't ever go out and do anything because you can be infiltrated. You just have to be watchful for that.
Yeah. We can't be scared to raise our voices. And guys like Jake, if they're going out, they're having bombs thrown at them. I mean, these Shiite Muslims are trying to take over all over the West. They're so obvious about it, and if we don't have guys like that standing up, we're just going to look at all they appreciate is strength. These Shiite Muslims and the Chinese, you have to show them strength and power, or they will dominate you and walk all over you.
Very interesting points. Thanks for the call, Daryl. Let's go to Craig in Texas. Craig, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I want to give you a little ray of hope. Daniel 7:4 is 1776. Be a great T-shirt where the Eagle's wings, the United States Eagle, was plucked out of the back of the British Lion. And so I believe, like you, and I agree with you on so many thousands of points, that God put Trump in office to get us out of globalism, to look at the 100,000-foot view. His father taught him the evils of the New World Order and the Bilderberg and all this. So Trump hates globalism. That's his strength. He hates the New World Order. He hates one world government, the Trilateral Commission, and all in the Council on Foreign Relations. He hates it, and that's why they hate him, and that's why they tried to assassinate him twice. Having said that, I totally agree with you. He needs to stay on focus with that. And that is where these bad actors in his administration, and people you've named that you know very more, you know, better than anybody else, they're trying to throw him off track. Having said that, you know, the Israel that I like is the Israel of King David. I, like you, am not a fan of Netanyahu. Over 80% of Israeli citizens want Netanyahu out of there. He was out of there with the horrific way he handled COVID, enslaving his people with mRNA and the digital passports. I don't know how he wiggled his way back in, but he did. He's a war hawk in all of this. And I, like you, believe he's manipulating Trump, and I don't like it. Having said that, we are still the eagle. We're the eagle of Revelation 12:14, where the woman, Israel, was carried on two wings of a great eagle, the United States. I don't like the fact that we are in this. And I, like you, totally agree. Trump needs to declare victory and get out of there and be done as soon as possible. If he doesn't, it's going to get, you know, obviously going to get way, way, way worse. Having said that, like you've already said, this is also about the oil in Revelation 6:6. Do not hurt the oil. Revelation 6:6. Do not hurt the oil. They're hurting the oil, to look at the big giant picture. And obviously, if this continues, it's going to be devastating to the global economy, which is Revelation 6:5 and 6. The black horse with a pair of balances in its hand is the global economy. And then, obviously, this is so complicated with many, many moving parts, because we see Islam in Revelation 6:8 as the green Khoros horse, the rider of the green horse, is death, as in suicide bomber. And so all these moving parts coming together, and Alex, I agree with you on so many things, such as we're fed so much propaganda about Russia. Russia is the bear. They are the bear of Daniel 7:6. They are the bear of Revelation 13. The global beast has the feet of the bear, the body of the German leopard, the mouth of the British lion. Notice the eagle is missing in Revelation 13. Some think that means America is destroyed. I disagree with that. I believe it's America is coming out of globalism. I mean, we're almost out of the UN. We're almost out of NATO. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why they're trying to distract Trump, because they don't want him to get out of global government.
And, oh, absolutely. You know, they want to keep him in their international order, even though he thinks he's acting unilaterally. He's really not. He's fulfilling what they want. But we'll see what happens. I mean, look, if the middles would have fallen last Saturday, I'd have been happy. I was concerned because all the experts, and I can do my own analysis, I think they're right, so this is not going to probably go well. And so now we're embroiled in this. If it really is regime change, that is a goal I don't think they're going to get. Now, if it's actually knocking their military back a decade, I think they've done that now.
Yeah, exactly, totally. And, you know, I largely blame America's first Muslim president, Barack Hussein Obama, for this, because he made that deal with the Iranians. And I know it's not all his fault, but, you know, he played a big role with John Kerry striking whatever.
I don't know. He put the, he energized the Muslim Brotherhood and all of it. I would say it's Obama's fault. And then he set up all the deals to flood us with the Islamics.
Yeah, and that speech in Cairo where he praised Islam and said, I am one of you, the largest.
And they said his dialect and the way he pronounced it was as good as an imam.
But we've been fooled, not you, but I mean in general. The
world, I've been fooled before too. Greg, I'm out of time. Great call, great points. I promise to take a lot of calls. I'm doing it. They're amazing. Sean, Russell, Thomas, Paul, Nathan, Dave, Gord. Gord, yeah, Gord. Those are the callers we'll take. We got a special guest coming up after that. I'll hit some big news as well about the invasion that Trump is planning. Straight ahead, stay with us on Alex Jones. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CNOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, starting last Monday, just a couple days into this attack, we're into day nine right now, I said, listen, the Iranians are going to close the Strait of Hormuz, probably under major pressure to seize the Iranian side of the island, their main oil shipping areas, and their military bases. They'll also have the Kurds launch attacks out of Iraq and Syria. That's the default pre-planned position. Been working for decades. And they'll also claim it's to get their nuclear sites. That's the official cover. Then starting Friday, oh, the 82nd Airborne has canceled drills. We have a lot of contacts, a lot of sources. I told you this last week. The entire army is basically being mobilized. Masses of troops are being sent over there. I wasn't given classified information. They just said it's major movements. Then we have big organizations that deal with conscientious objectors saying they've never been flooded so hard with people calling saying, I don't want to be part of this. We're being mobilized. But we don't need to speculate now. We have Axios on Friday and Saturday being told, and they're hooked into the White House big time, the White House didn't deny this, that they are mobilizing for an invasion to get the Strait of Hormuz, the key island where they do the transfer of oil to ships, and, quote, special operations to try to go in and raid nuclear facilities. Well, the main nuclear facilities are rubble. So it'll take a construction crew with huge equipment months to get in there. And, yeah, the Iranians have hidden stuff all over the place. How are they going to find it? So Trump does not have a great knowledge of military operations. I mean, he admits that. And I can't believe anybody in the Pentagon is telling him this is a good idea. So where is this coming from? I mean, again, I told you before it was even in the news that Army Special Operations Command out of Tampa said it's not a good idea. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him it's a bad idea. And I knew that from sources, but also when Eric Prince, who's heavily aligned with the military, starts going on a bunch of shows saying, don't go in, you won't probably take them down, it'll create a chain reaction to the economy, it'll unify a bunch of enemies, don't do it. And then the day he attacked, Prince went on with Bannon and said, I really can't believe he did this. Now I want to say, Trump, do not go into Iran with troops. And Bannon goes, he's not going to do that. And he goes, and you see Prince go, And then I made calls that confirmed, indeed, all the signs were there. But Prince isn't going to give you classified information, but he's dialed into everything. He's like, yeah, no, we need to start lobbying against that. That was less than 24 hours after it started. So I already knew, okay? And so Iran compared to Iraq or Afghanistan is 10 times worse. That's conservative. You can have air superiority with bombers at 70,000 feet. But when you actually put the Army or Marines or both in, I would say our soldiers are comparably better than theirs and have better logistics, better air power, better air coverage, air support, and I would say are better fighters, but still, compared to the Muslims we faced before, these are the worst, okay? I mean, I would say these Shiites are, and I've talked to military, it's faced them a lot, 5 times worse than al-Qaeda fighters. I mean, they're trained, they're willing to die, they're not playing games. And once we get in close, they've got all of their anti-tank, anti-aircraft weapons that are close in. They've got all their light, medium, heavy weapons. And it is a guaranteed total bloodbath, no matter what type of, quote, super weapons we've got. It's one thing to send in Delta Force and grab Maduro out of a building in 5 minutes. And that was still daring and incredible and a miracle. Nobody got killed on our side. Though we later learned Trump's like, no one even got a scratch. No, they got shot up. Quite a few of the guys got hit. Okay, so, but they reportedly some not scratches. But it's merely a flesh wound, like the Holy Grail, like the arms cut off. But this is exponentially more dangerous. And then you think about the American psychology. We send in a bunch of troops, and a bunch of them get killed. Americans are going to go into a total rage. And that's what Israel and the globalists are hoping for. And to the credit of our military leadership and Tulsi Gabbard, she delivered Trump a report he asked for from the 16 intel agencies 1 week before, saying don't do this, it goes from bad to worse. So now it's being reported by Axios and others, and they're like heavily embedded in the White House. So that means the White House wants this known. You had an earlier caller, Carlos, say, or one of the callers, why would you tell people? They've convinced Trump this will somehow intimidate the Shiites. Israel says, we will kill every new leader. So the next day they elect a guy, they go right to a public spot, are blown up. And the next guy, the next guy. I mean, these guys are willing to die. And then the guy you get next each time, as Prince said, he goes, we've studied it. You think the mullahs are bad. They even get crazier with lower IQs as you go down. And I guess the strategy is, you know, get people so stupid running things, we'll finally beat them. That's why Trump said it may take 20 years. You didn't run on that, Trump. And because of where they're located, there's a probability, not a chance, a probability. It's probable. A high probability. That you're going to have $200 a barrel oil, $150 a barrel oil. And that is a guaranteed to tank the world recovery, not just ours. That's guaranteed. I've had so many economists on for a year warning of this exact same thing. And again, people that call me and I said, Shmuley, Rabbi Shmuley, 6 months ago, I said, listen, all the actuaries are there. We do this. It plunges the U.S. debt. We don't get out of this. And he goes, oh, all you care about is money. It's not that I personally care about the money. It's that we will be bankrupt and servile to BlackRock and the Rothschilds, which I'm sure Rabbi Shmuley is just fine with, right? We destroy your enemy while we become bankrupt to the Rothschilds, who literally own the majority of the Federal Reserve. So I am mega pissed, and I don't put on acts here. I rarely get depressed. I wouldn't call it that. I fall in a hole every once in a while. Maybe happens once a month. And it's just the pressure of this. Last hour, I was just thinking about it all and feeling like I wasn't doing a good enough job. And I just literally fell into a hole. But it only lasted about 20 minutes. And then I prayed and thought about it. And God said again to me, stop thinking you've got to fix it. Because God, when I pray, God says, stop trying to do it yourself. And the more I turn it over to God, the easier it is, the better it is. And I'm not a prideful person. I don't think it's me that's got to beat it. I know that, but I still get mad and feel like I've got to do something. And God's like, do the best you can and stop it and rejoice. We're going to win in the end. I had to go pray during a couple of the breaks because I just fell literally like into a black hole. And I was just like, I could barely do the show because, I mean, I know how dangerous this is. Like, I'm not up here hyping how much danger we're in on all fronts. And the personal thing, if the Democrats get back in, the first thing they're going to do is indict me. You know, I'm just so pissed that we have such an opportunity. We're not maximizing it. But then I got to sit back and realize how far we've come compared to the past. So that's where I'm at. I mean, I got so upset. I was going to do the fourth hour and we called and got Matt Bracken just because I was too upset to even do the show. And that's not an act, folks. I mean, this means a lot to me. I you know, and it doesn't happen a lot. I'm being honest with you about what happened because that's the magnitude of this. But again, putting the Kurds in when they start getting their ass kicked, that's the pretext to send in troops on a share cover. That's full war. Obviously, if Iran seals the strait, it's happened. Either in the war, you go in because they'll keep sinking ships and sinking it if you don't take the coastline. But once you take the coastline, then you got to hold the coastline. And then those troops that push back have to gain more ground to secure the area. See the trap? This is military, basic military stuff, folks. So we're being completely sucked into a full war. More people died in the Iran-Iraq war than died in World War I. I mean, that's people ask, well, if the globalists wanted to take down Iran, why didn't they do it before? They tried with Iraq, and they tried other ways. They didn't do it because they understood that it was too big a bite to chew. Well, they just convinced Trump to do it. He needs to take his weenie. The U.S. military, the Commander-in-Chief, it's literally his dick. that he's stuck in the beehive that's being stung right now and pull it out, Trump. Trump's like, no, it's painful, it's terrible, I'll just keep it in there. Meanwhile, there's 1,000 wasps they're doing it, and people say, oh, they'll fall any minute. Watch, just trust Trump. Trillion D chess, all this stuff. And I'm sorry for the sick analogy. It's just, it's not good. And again, I don't want to hear it from people calling me a Qatari agent. Is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs a Qatari agent? Is Eric Prince a Qatari agent? Is Tulsi Gabbard a Qatari agent? Are things going the way we said they would go or the way you said they would go? All you, I don't know what you call them. They're like I'm on radio stations, so I would say their names that are just influencers online. Nobody knows who they are. But it's the cat turd type people. Like, if you question anything Trump does, you're a traitor, you're bad. No, I'm blocking the bad interest trying to get him off target. I am engaging as a constituent person I put in to carry out the mission we had, not the mission you have cooked up when you're going to support Lindsey Graham getting our president under his control. I'd liken it to Trump's, our wife, the American people's wife. We're married to him politically. And then we catch somebody taking him away and taking him off to their house. And Trump's got his legs up behind his ears. And Lindsey Graham's in there with Netanyahu double teaming him. And we're coming over the house saying, hey, honey, you need to come out here with us. I'll let it pass on this. We'll go to counseling or we're getting a divorce. And you got cat turd pulling on my shoulder going, hey, let them gangbang Trump and us at the same time. Don't, you know. And I'm watching Lindsey Graham and Netanyahu, you know, double team Trump. And I'm like, no, that's ours. Not, I'm sorry for the analogy, but that's it. I mean, you got pound town going on right now. Okay. And you know, it's a triple team. Huckabee's in there too. So they got, you know, Trump stuff like a Christmas turkey here and us along with it. And I'm just sitting there saying, I'm sorry for the analogy, folks, for someone that fits. So, here's the Trump that I supported. Here's the Trump that was against the full Iran war. And again, I'd be for it if we could hit a button and remove the mullahs. You see, it ain't working like that. Because the war planners aren't scared to go to war if they can win. They don't want to have a failure or a fiasco. Why don't you listen to them a little bit? Can I be in charge a little while? Like they say in Full Metal Jacket. But all you guys that don't study this stuff that just woke up yesterday like Rip Van Winkle, well, I ain't been asleep for 100 years like you. And that's why I'm pissed, because this is dangerous, 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 dangerous. I'll co-host with Bracken. I got out of the hole I was in. It was a responsibility thing. I felt like I had to be getting it all. And God just slapped me up against the head again and said, I told you just do what you're supposed to and be in a good mood. But it's still, I have to get used to that, and I just have to realize we're going to win in the end. Yeah, here's the Trump I support, not the new whatever this is. Here it is.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad.
They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
And I will say that if Hillary won that race, you would have had a nuclear war and millions of people would have been killed. And you weren't even close to that. It never happened. It was never going to happen. I got along great with him. And it just never was going to happen.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective.
You would have had a nuclear war guaranteed. And you won't if, look, if we have the right president, if we have somebody that knows what he's doing, you're not going to have World War III. If, on the other hand, we don't, you're going to end up in World War III, and it's going to be a war like no other because of the power of weaponry.
Speaking of World War III, I'll keep you out of World War III. This is a great time to negotiate. Unfortunately, we have a president that doesn't know the first thing about negotiation. We have a real problem in the White House. So I believe that he will attack Iran sometime prior to the election. And the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in history is going to drag us into World War III. Because I think we would have been good with Iran. I don't want to do anything bad to Iran. Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end. Our policy of never-ending war, regime change, and nation building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go!
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policeman of the world. I was the first president in decades who started no new wars. You started no new wars and no new wars. No new wars. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. Look at me. I'm the one that kept us out of war. You know, I'm the only president that didn't start a war. I'm going to keep you out of wars. I kept you out of wars. We had no wars with Donald Trump.
But when people like Kamala Harris send our sons and daughters, our young people, to fight in stupid wars, it is the young generation that carries the burden of that. We're going to stop sending our young people to faraway lands. We are not the policemen of the world. We need to use our young people here at home.
We should have never gone into the Middle East. We should have never gone into the Middle East. Under my leadership, we will turn the page forever on those foolish, stupid days of never-ending wars.
But if you're worried about the world spinning out of control, if you're worried about a military draft, if you're worried about, God forbid, a world war, the best way to prevent it is to vote for Donald Trump. And I really believe that.
If you want to avoid nuclear war, I strongly urge you to vote for Donald Trump. In fact, I would go so far as to say that a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for nuclear war.
She would get us into World War III because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job, and then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting a draft notice, a thing called a draft. Dad, what's this? Oh, congratulations, you've been drafted into the military.
A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for a man who wants to end wars, not start them, and who has demonstrated already that he has the courage and strength to stand up and fight for peace.
I'm the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent, and very easily, World War III, very easily.
All right, so the crew threw together a compilation of me, last Friday, last Monday, last Tuesday, saying, look, they're going to send troops in. Okay, this is about regime change, and we got to get Trump to back off of this. Because then the quagmire gets even worse. The Strait of Hormuz stays closed. It's just his own advisors told him not to do this. And again, the caller's calling in saying, hey, it's going to work. I think it's great. Boy, I hope you're right. Boy, I hate the mullahs. So, I'm very close to your position. And I've said that. And I said Saturday when it started 9 days ago, I said, I hope we win. I hope he's right. God, I hope he's right. And then they say, oh, the Iranians blew up their own girls' school. No, they didn't. They've already told Congress it was the military. We're going to make mistakes. The point is, don't lie about it. Don't be like the other guys. It's got to stop. There's going to be mistakes. Not defending what happened. I'm just saying it's worse to lie about it. I'm going to go back to your calls. Matt Bracken, huge news coming up. Go to your calls here in a moment. But here's just a few clips of me telling you what's now confirmed. Here it is. Going to give up. And as you go down the ranks, you have the IRC and the rest of it, they even get more psychotic and are more dug in. Then you have the Strait of Hormuz that is closed, sunken ships in it, but not fully blocked, but closed because the insurance companies won't let any ships go through because they get attacked, they get sunk. So effectively, they have closed it without having to physically close it by sinking a couple oil tankers in it. And a few more, it'll be blocked physically. And then we're going to have to, quote, send in ground troops to, quote, control the other side of the beach so that they can send in the big dredges and stuff to haul them out. And see, that's, they'll be mounting pressure. Oh, the U.S. has to go in, has to open it. You see how, and then you know, the next piece. And then those troops are going to get attacked that are on the ground securing the Strait of Hormuz on the Iranian side. And then we're going to have to expand to push that group back. And then, oh, those troops are attacked. We got to expand to defend those troops. See how this works? It's called an escalatory ladder. 4 days into it, and the Strait of Hormuz is still shut down, and it's going to be shut down for a long time because the Iranians haven't even tried to block it completely yet. They just sunk a few ships. And you got the U.S. running around sinking Iranian ships, including some the size of World War II aircraft carriers. And they're sinking huge ships. There's missiles flying around. And the insurance company said, we're not, you can't go through there. Trump said, I'll pay for any damage. And people are like, ah, we don't believe it. So there's no ships going through right now. And now the U.S. says, we're going to escort you through. The Iranians in 5 minutes can seal the Strait of Hormuz. They can fire a ballistic missile and hit the helicopter landing pad at the Mossad headquarters. Yeah, we could do that in the 70s. They can do that now. So you think they can hit a ship? You think they can? Yeah. And they got a bunch of oil drilling rigs that have their own engines and their own systems. You ever seen those big oil drilling rigs? You know, most of those are mobile. And they could just turn those on and send them right out and turn the motors off and deflate them, and they go to the bottom. 5 minutes they can block it. And the U.S. can sit there and try to stop them while they do it, but the Iranians are suicidal. They'll just continue to do it. Maybe it takes them a few hours until it just, like Tetris, just piles up all the wreckage, and now it's shut. And now, every time we try to go haul it out or dredge it out, they're going to be shooting at us. We'll be shooting at them, and then you know what's going to happen. We've got to send in troops just to secure the IRC headquarters. That's where that little point tip, put the map back up, the live feed of no ships there. They have a live interactive, but that little tip sticking down from Iran, that peninsula, that's where the IRC headquarters is. Right across from that tip, right on the other side of that island. They got all their bunkers and all their secret bunkers and all their spider holes and all their weapons, and they got trap doors with good old-fashioned artillery ready to roll it out like the DMZ in Korea. Heavily militarized on both sides. And all they got to do is roll it out. And they can stop there. It goes on and on. Me predicting they're going to send troops in. And now the exact islands I'm showing, we've got to take those, we're being told. Of course. It's basic military strategy. But Trump is being presented this stuff one-dimensional by Israel. We know who's doing it. Oh, sir, just take this island and we'll have it. They're going to attack the troops on the island. How many Iranians you think they got like Japanese under the ground there? We're walking into a bunch of Gazas here. We're walking into a trap. The Iranians have said, please invade. They want to fight us on the ground. We're the equivalent of Martians attacking Earth from air, but not what's from the ground. Then it's man against man. Hour number four, your calls, Matt Brackett and more. Straight ahead. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultra methylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue Tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I appreciate Sean and others holding. I'm going to go to your calls here in a moment. Matt Bracken's riding shotgun with me. A really smart geopolitical analyst, one of the top terrorism experts I know because of his accuracy, best-selling author, enemiesfarandomestic.com. Follow him on X. Matt, this is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it, but I talked to you during the break. You agreed with me overall and said this is, just goes from bad to worse. Trump clearly is getting ready for a ground invasion. What is your overall view of this?
Yeah, a ground invasion would be just unbelievably stupid, destructive. It brings to mind, there have been many documentaries, a Mel Gibson movie made. We saw this movie before. It was called Gallipoli. That was in 1915. The big scheme was that the British Navy would force its way into the Black Sea and support the Russians from the eastern side of World War One. It was a total, absolute disaster.
Died storming the beaches against the Turks.
Yeah, it was months long, absolutely futile, never got off the beach, under the guns, in trenches, being slaughtered, because they had hubris. They thought, hey, the Turks, you know, they're like primitive. They're not even in this century. We have battleships, and we're just going to go in and show these third world, you know, Muslims who's the boss, you know, British Empire. We rule the waves. And it was a major paradigm shift. And it also is celebrated across, not only Turkey, but certainly the Middle East as an example, one of the first examples where one of these Muslim countries stood up to the West, to the empire, and kicked its ass right off the beach. So yeah, this is terrible. If we now extend this mission to securing the North Shore of the Strait of Hormuz, people don't understand. This is like, you know, securing something that's hundreds of kilometers around and deep, all mountains. It would take an effort bigger than Normandy or Okinawa in World War II to pull it off. We're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of troops that we don't have. So I think what they'll try to do is something like Karg Island, and they'll sell it as, and I've seen people like Jim Hansen on Fox, you know, he's a war booster, so he's on Fox. Yeah, let's take Karg Island because it'll like cork off the Iranian oil exports. Well, Iran's not exporting oil anyway. If you keep an eye on VesselFinder.com, nothing's going through the Strait of Hormuz. And, you know, you can filter the Vessel Finder for just tankers. It's already closed. So it's not like something changes for Iran if we take Karg Island. But if we like, say, that dropped Marines and 82nd Airborne on Karg Island, what they'd be setting up is a Alamo or in the... 68 in Vietnam, a part of that Tet Offensive was the Battle of Khe Sanh, where Marines were surrounded for like, a month,
I was about to say, it is shooting fish in a barrel.
Right. And so in this modern era with Starlink and other video, we'll be seeing, you know, Marines getting rocketed and shelled, and then that will be sold as a lever to take us to the next level.
I was about Israel and others know exactly what they're doing. They're tricking Trump. Exactly. I know the average American, Americans are going to go total war when we see Marines and Army getting slaughtered.
And that's why I don't consider this unpatriotic, what we're doing. I consider it very patriotic. If I knew that, a field trip of school children was walking into a minefield, I would be out in front waving my arms saying, don't do it. Don't do it. That's a minefield. You know, this is much bigger than Vietnam. Vietnam is a tenth the size of Iran. South Vietnam, we had 500,000 troops for a decade in South Vietnam, 500,000 in 1968. And you can say, well, Matt, we didn't lose the war. You know, Jane Fonda and the media lost the war. Look, we couldn't subdue. We had B-52 carpet bombing. We ruled the skies of South Vietnam. We ran at will over North Vietnam, had a little bit of air missile defense, but basically we ruled the skies. And as they say, as Mearsheimer says, we won every battle and we lost the war.
Stay there. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
To you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
We use the analogy of Gallipoli from World War I when the British went in to fight the Turks, and what happened. The Iranians have been waiting forever across the Strait of Hormuz, the most armed part of the country, for the U.S. to try to take those islands and then the beach to protect the Strait of Hormuz. They are waiting for it. They are begging for it. And now, as I told you a week ago, that was the next move. Now it's confirmed. Axios, the White House, wants to take the shore of Iran, wants to back the Kurds invading from Iraq, and wants to try to send in troops to secure nuclear material. How the hell do you do that when most of it's buried under 30,000-pound bunker-busting bombs? So it is just unbelievable where we are. I want to go to some calls, Matt Bracken. You're going to take over. Describe where we are right now geopolitically. Obviously a trap for Trump. And how does Trump extricate himself from this? What's the best-case scenario to wind this down with oil already surging in futures markets to $120 a barrel? What that does, the Trump recovery alone, the big bankers want that to happen in the United States. Trump's not thinking second, third, fourth order. He just now, yesterday and today, freaked out over the oil prices. He just now freaked out over Israel blowing up Iran's refineries. He's only thinking one dimensionally here, Matt Bragan.
Yeah, I don't think there is a way out because, you know, people are saying best case is Trump declares victory, says we've accomplished our mission and leaves. That's not going to end it because Iran gets a vote in when it's over. We don't just get to declare victory and leave because we lose as long as the Strait of Hormuz is closed. That's the big trap. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. Just go to vesselfinder.com anytime. You can zoom out to the whole hemisphere, or you can like zoom into one port, and every little triangle is a ship that's moving. Every little circle is an anchored ship, and you zoom in on it, it'll tell you the name of the ship, what way it's going, its course, its speed, everything. Strait of Hormuz is closed.
It is, and we actually have that Vessel Finder website. Sorry, your Skype, your Zoom broke up. Keep going.
Yeah, oh, hang on. You know what? I kind of did this on short notice. I've got to, next break, I've got to pull the, cord out. I just went, Wi-Fi only. Let me take a minute and go drag this wire across the house, okay?
Yeah, take care of that. Thanks for coming on such short notice. Let's take a phone call while you're getting ready for that. Sean in New York, thanks for holding you on the air. Go ahead.
Captain Clown Car, pointing to his sir, Mr. General Jones. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Great. So what I wanted to bring up is a few things with Trump and the going to war on the ground. I think basically if they use any of those weapons against us, aren't those the weapons that Biden left there?
Your phone's breaking up, bro. Just go ahead and talk right into it.
Yeah, so the weapons that were left behind were left there by Biden, correct?
$80-plus billion dollars in Afghanistan.
Right. So if I remember correctly, I remember when Phil Hartman was killed, they were able to sue the medical people that gave his wife the medicine, and they were able to sue Smith & Wesson for the bullets that were used. So will we be able to sue Joe Biden if anybody gets hurt during this? Plus, I just wanted to bring up, Trump brought it up in that little segment you did about girls being drafted at, 17, 18 years old. I was just wondering if that's really going to still hold. And plus, in New York, we're having this Mondani, Gracie Mansion bombing and everything. Now, half of those people, I would suggest that they were part of it, considering they all went there together. And if that's the case, then shouldn't they all be charged with a conspiracy, for being part of that? And most of them, I got to say, have to be vaccinated. So is there some kind of vaccination control, Neuralink style, graphene oxide controlling their brains at some point? And a food shortage is coming between the weather. And now that cattle has gone from 100 to 400 to 2,500 to 3,000 for baby cattle, I think we're going to have a food shortage soon. So I was just wondering how you felt about that. And thank you for being
on. Well, that's a lot to respond to. I think you pretty much said it. Thanks for the call. Matt Bracken, you're back. You're able to reconnect your computer. What was it you were about to say?
Yeah, that even if Trump said we are declaring victory and leaving, that will not reopen the Strait of Hormuz. We spent 20 years to replace the Taliban with the Taliban in Afghanistan. Well, we spent a week and all this bombing to replace Khomeini with younger, stronger Khomeini. And younger, stronger Khomeini, we killed his wife, we killed his children, we killed brothers and sisters, we killed his father. So do you think that Trump is in a position to say, I'm not satisfied with who the leader of Iran is, I get a say? He's delusional. So Iran is not going to just, and number one, first of all, they're not going to negotiate, because the last two times we were in negotiations, we used negotiations as a means to do a sneak attack to assassinate people twice, last June and February 28th. So they're not going to negotiate, and they're not going to just say, sure, let's have a halt so that America can build more missiles, get their defenses back up, and come at us again next year. This time, they're going to decide when it ends. And I have to point out, people say, oh, look at film of Tehran, oil rain, they must be getting ready to surrender. No. They're getting stronger. They fought for 8 years, from 1980 to 88. Iraq, which was then an American ally, attacked Iran to take over the strategic waterways, that Karg Island, where the oil comes out. And they had initial success because it was like a blitzkrieg, a surprise blitzkrieg. And the Iranians were still in turmoil from the revolution. So it took them a long time to organize, new army and things like that. Iraq even used poison gas. We all remember that Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurds in northern Iraq. He gassed Iranians. He put gas in Scud missiles. He put gas in artillery shells, gas that America and Germany sent the precursor chemicals to Iraq, saying it's for pesticides. You know, all those mosquitoes in Iraq. They got to make sarin pesticide and mustard gas pesticide. The Iranians remember this. Look at the world is very different from ours. We're thinking, oh, marine barracks, projectiles, the explosively formed projectiles that they used in Iraq were really mad. They keep repeating this trope. They're like the leading terrorists in the world. They're actually not. But from the Iranian point of view, we sponsored an existential invasion in 1980, used poison gas on them. Saddam Hussein, our buddy then, was the proxy army. And they resisted for 8 years. They were outgunned. They had to use like basically human wave tactics because initially they didn't have any kind of armor, things like that, that we have, that the Iraqis had. So they lost an enormous amount of people in the Iran-Iraq war. Those men, the veterans of the Iran-Iraq war, are now in their 60s. All right. That's like my age. This is the era I grew up in, the 80s. I remember it like, you know, perfectly. Okay. So their history lessons are 1980s. America sponsored Saddam Hussein's invasion to take the most critical, oil regions and waterways of Iran. And we resisted for 8 years and we lost 500,000 to 1 million of our people. They poison gassed us. We didn't surrender. So anybody that thinks that, oh, fire coming out of the sewers and oil rain over Tehran is going to cause them to surrender is out of their mind. It's hardening their will. And remember, Tehran is only one city. It's big. It's like 9 or 10 million people, but it's a very huge and spread out area. When you look at like a crater in an area, whether it's Beirut or Tehran or Tel Aviv, which they're not showing video, you say, wow, it looks like total destruction. Yeah, for couple blocks, but you go a quarter mile away.
Let me ask you this. What do you make of the White House information thinking about using nukes to, quote, make them surrender like the Japanese? Trump saying Friday, I'm thinking about totally destroying Iran. Don't do it. That would destroy us politically worldwide if we drop nukes on them.
It would destroy us politically. And let's say you nuke Tehran. Let's say you drop the big one on Tehran and you killed 10 million Iranians. All right. That's like saying if we nuke New York, America will surrender. Okay.
No, you're going to drop. Let me ask Americans. If somebody nuked New York, would that make us give up or get totally pissed?
Or how about this? And I see people, DC Drano, lots of these accounts, Gunther Eagleman, these guys, I don't know if they're paid or what, shills. You know, they're now suddenly sneak attack is a good thing, right? You know, the Japs at Pearl Harbor, they were really smart, caught us napping. That's essentially what they're saying. We're so smart. Those dumb Iranians, they trusted us when we said, oh, come back for negotiations on Monday. Kushner and Witkoff are ready for the next round. You know, the Omanis say things are looking good on Friday. Sneak attack them on Saturday morning and kill the leader, the son's wife, children, 40 of their top leaders. So I'm saying, okay, let's say somebody put a bomb on Air Force One or, you know, did something to the White House. If 40 of our top people were killed, would we surrender to that country or would we be so pissed? So even if we nuked Tehran, the people that are in these, because now it's the military regions are now operating autonomously, which they had planned for because they knew that we can disrupt comms. So the missile teams around the Strait of Hormuz, which they haven't even used these missiles yet. You know,
they're now in full authority to do whatever they want.
And right. And some of them have apparently, you know, done things that not with, you know, Tehran's blessing, but they're organizing the comms right now, but they haven't even needed to fire missiles to close the Strait of Hormuz. The insurance companies have done that by basically declaring, you know, it's a war zone and refusing insurance. So Trump last 4 or 5 days ago said, we're going to insure the ships. What? Like basically if a ship gets blown up, the American taxpayer will pay for it. And then he said the U.S. Navy will escort ships through.
Well, he dropped that right off the bat because the admirals got to him, I'm positive, and said, we can't escort ships through there. If we put ships through there, they'll be sitting ducks. Not only the tankers, but the warships. Because that whole region, and I have a map of the Strait of Hormuz that shows the terrain. Well, I sent a bunch of,
not to mention old fashioned artillery.
But, well, aside from artillery and mines and these, and speedboat, remember in the Black Sea, one of the most effective things that the Ukrainians are using are these sea drones that are Starlink linked in the Black Sea. They've snuck right into Russian ports and sunk Russian ships in port. Yeah, that's the map. Look at that terrain. It's like the mountains of Arizona. You know, they're not the Alps, but like if you've crossed Arizona, New Mexico, you see in the distance, oh, look at that. And the next thing, for the next hour, you're going up and down passes and mountains and canyons. That's the north side of that. All right. Okinawa would be like invading Rhode Island. Okinawa took the U.S. Marines and Army 3 months to do Okinawa. And we had ships ringing the whole thing, okay? No resupply. Japanese are dug in. Invading the shore of Iran would be like invading the coast of Texas, except mountains. So I think that the military planners around Trump must all be part of like this dispensationalist cult. That they logically, militarily, the people in the Pentagon must be ripping their hair out. But if guys like Hegseth are dispensationalists, you know, Third Temple guys, you know, bring it on, Gog and Magog. I mean, half of your callers are like, let's talk about the eagle and the, you know, it's like, come on. Anybody who's talking this dispensationalist bullshit right now is a tool. They're a tool. You know, I think that the people that want to wreck the global economy and do the big bank reset, this is one of those century-long bank resets where they have to completely annihilate the financial system so that they're not blamed for the end of the fractional reserve fiat currency system collapse, which they are to blame. So instead, they'll say, oh, it was that war. They would have done this with the Ukraine-Russia war if they could have. Now this is their best chance. We need a huge war, big reset, central bank digital currency or some other scheme like that. But it's, you know, and they're just using
these
dispensationalists.
The globals are planning to use this to bring in their new world order. I'll take a few final calls and hand the baton to you to get into this in more detail, Matt Bracken. I think you're dead on right now. And again, I'm a Christian. I know you're a Christian. Clearly the way this is being twisted, they talk about how we're going to force Jesus to come back with all this. You have the Antichrist comes to power for years. You have him set up his world government in Jerusalem. Then all this happens. You don't like make God come back now and it all just happens. It's totally insane. Let's talk
to every war had people saying it's the Germans or this and that is that. You know, you can go back hundreds of years and they were saying that.
That's right. They say everybody's the Antichrist. Let's talk to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First off, I just want to say, I've tried every supplement at the store. I've tried all of them.
Thank you.
My favorite's the Optimal Woman and the Colostrum. I take it every day. They're amazing. And then I just want to kind of mention, I just want to bring light to this real quick. If Jake Lang wants diehard supporters that actually pay attention to what's going on in the world and not just sheep that are going to follow him, then what he really needs to do is, I don't know why he won't address the photo of him kissing the wall. Like, just address it. And he's a little bit suspiciously too excited about war in Iran, where our soldiers are going to go die. And I'm a veteran, and I've got friends that are still in, and he's a little suspiciously excited. He said nuclear heads? You want nuclear heads? What the hell is this guy talking about?
Here's the deal, Nathan. If you just said you want to talk about Jake Lang, we would have gone to you. You said Israel-Iran war. Now, do you want to talk about that?
I mentioned Jake Lang, Israel, and Iran war. And Jake Lang is suspiciously too excited about the Iran war. So, I don't know. I just want him to address kissing the wall. and then we can get over it. And I like, he says a lot of things that I like. I think that he gets me pumped up, but for whatever reason, he won't address that. So I'm not joining his crusade until he addresses the wall. That's pretty much it.
So nothing on Iran, Israel war, just,
Nope, just Israel, 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 kissing the wall.
All right. You made your point about Jecto. Do you have a view on how Trump could pull out of this war, Nathan?
I don't. I think it's horrible. It's extremely nerve-wracking. I tune in every day.
Nathan, I appreciate you. We get it. You're calling about him. Thank you. Get your point out. Thank you very much. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You can hear me, right, Alex?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Excellent. I am having the scariest deja vu. I keep thinking back or remembering what we were going through in the heart of COVID. When Anthony Fauci was pumping out all this bullshit, and we couldn't get Trump to get a hold of the situation. And we kept going over and over and over, what's wrong with Trump? Why won't he do anything? And we kept trying to find excuses because he was the best we could find. I think we're going, he's become the errand boy of the globalists. And I mean, just like with COVID, he is doing exactly what they want him to do. I watched him this morning. Somebody handed him a phone that had something from Epstein, and he said, that must be something that AI created. And I was thinking, that's it. That's exactly it. He's forced into a corner because while he can control the Department of Justice, he couldn't control the Israelis, and Epstein was part of this Mossad effort to bring us to this very moment.
By the way, new Epstein documents got released, haven't hit yet, confirming he was Mossad trained. Thanks for the call. Matt Brackett, what do you make of this? Trump furious at Israel for massive attacks on Iranian oil infrastructure. Do you even believe he's actually upset, like they're saying?
He might be, but I don't think in military affairs he's very smart. I think that he's a narcissist. So narcissists don't think they need to read history books, study these things. They think they've just got it. Like they're brilliant. God made them super brilliant because in a window of time, he was a great real estate magnate in New York. That, like we've seen with musicians and software geniuses, doesn't mean that they're suddenly, polymath renaissance people with a great deep understanding of everything. So him saying, we didn't want Israel to do that. Excuse me. When you pull a Pearl Harbor, when you pull a sneak attack during negotiations, you don't get to determine how it goes after that. That's why you don't do these things. Also, you don't do them because nobody will negotiate with you. You think Trump and Putin are going to have a Zoom call when they tried to fix Trump or Putin in position to send drones into his house? Who's going to believe us? It's very short-sighted to blow up the concept of honest negotiations. It's why you don't do it. So we're on for the full ride now. And I think that Trump is being totally dominated by the Israelis, surrounded by Zionists like Hegseth and Susie Wiles. And I think he's high on his own supply that we can just, him saying, I don't accept this new guy Khamenei, like it's up to him. I mean, this is a real high level of delusion. But when we grew up, you and I, we were mad at the Japanese all the way for decades because of the sneak attack at Pearl Harbor. On American media, they're not looking at it this way, but the rest of the world is. Our people are making the excuse, we've been at war for 47 years, so basically we can attack them any way we want, anytime we want. No. We were pissed at the Japanese all through the 30s. We sanctioned them. We cut off their oil. We cut off their rubber and iron. And their attitude was, you forced us to attack Pearl Harbor. We didn't buy that.
We called it a sneak attack. The rest of the world looks at all this disaster unfolding and says, America, you did it. You were led by Netanyahu into this disastrous sneak attack. And it's dishonorable. There's even a war crime. Look it up. It's called perfidy, like a perfidious attack. Like somebody's, let's use the white flag, have negotiations, then your snipers shoot the other guys. Ha ha ha. We're so smart. We shot the guys with the white flag.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
I close my eyes and I
Carlos. Welcome back. And I'd like to continue with what I was sort of saying there at the end. We started this war, okay? The people that are trying to sell that this is like somehow defensive, you know, doing the gymnastics to say, no, we had to do it. The Japanese said we had to do Pearl Harbor, okay? The Germans were so high on themselves that they had done the Anschluss of Austria, walked into Austria, incorporated into Germany. They had backed off the Allies in Czechoslovakia, took Czechoslovakia. After that, it seemed pretty natural that they could just do whatever they wanted. Who's going to stop them? So they, on September 1, 1939, that's when, you know, you can go back to like thousands of years, but the war, World War II, most people say, what's the starting date of World War II? It's September 1, 1939. German Stukas start dropping bombs on Poland. They had to make up this BS excuse about Polish soldiers attacking German radio station near the border. It was all made up. It was a complete false flag. Nobody believed it, but it didn't matter. They went through the fig leaf of trying to create like an image of a false flag, but nobody bought it. But the Germans didn't really care because it's like, look, we're going to win. If you win, it doesn't matter how you start the war because we're going to win. Then in 1941, December 7th, obviously, famously, the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor. They took a big gamble because they had to steer a fleet, including multiple aircraft carriers, clear from Japan to Hawaii, where a patrol plane might have spotted it or so forth. But they pulled it off. They felt they had to do it because their window of opportunity was closing. Their window of opportunity because their oil was cut off, their rubber, very important then, and their iron for building ships was cut off. If they didn't do it, they would not ever be able to do it, and they would be subservient to the West forever. So they felt they had to do Pearl Harbor. But when I grew up, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, if you talk to Americans, they would always equate two things, Pearl Harbor and Hiroshima. And do you know what Americans used to say? Don't complain about Hiroshima because you started it at Pearl Harbor. If you start a war, you don't get to determine how the war ends. This is why we tell people, don't start wars of choice. It gets out of your control. The genie is out of the bottle. Pandora's box is open. Anybody that says, well, Matt, we've been at war with Iran for 47 years, or they did explosively form projectiles in Iraq. Well, we were in Iraq. That's like next door to Iran. And there's a lot of Shias in Iraq. So, I mean, that, you know, that's like getting in the middle of a cartel war and then complaining because different Mexican factions are shooting at you. I'm sorry. We didn't have to be in Iraq. Anybody want to rewind that and say that was a great idea? WMDs, that was all BS. Actually, from the Iranian point of view, and I don't care, you can say, Matt, what are you taking the Iranian side? Anybody that doesn't look at a conflict through the eyes of their adversary is a fool, is a complete fool. If you don't understand where your adversary's limitations are, what are their go-to-war deadline, no matter what, we'll surrender for this, but not for that, is a fool. For example, Japan, after the bomb, Hirohito made a recording that went out the first time Japanese people heard his voice from a polygraph, a disc record that they produced. And Hirohito said, we're going to surrender to the Americans and just chill out and let them come in. And they did because of that. That's how that society ran. If Hirohito had said every Japanese should, down to children, should sharpen a bamboo stick and charge any American they see, they would have done it because that's that society. Now, in Iran, we could drop an atom bomb on Tehran. We could drop 10 atom bombs on their 10 largest cities. And the missile crews and other defenders that are in that arc over the Strait of Hormuz –
will be like the Japanese soldiers holding out in the Pacific Islands. You know, there were Japanese soldiers all the way to the 1970s because their last order was don't surrender. Yes, sir, don't surrender. I won't surrender. They had, in the 1960s and 70s, they had to find these guys in Guam and other islands and, like, find their old sergeant who's, like, 80 years old and fly an airplane over saying, you know, Private Yoshi, the war is over, surrender. That is the dedication at this point that the Iranians are going to have. And the more damage we do to their cities, the more Iranians we kill, the more determined they will be to never let a ship through the Strait of Hormuz. I've called for years, you know, everybody knows about the Israeli Samson option. If Israel faces an existential threat, we're going to nuke the 10 top Arab capitals. Like, if we're going down, you're going down too. Well, Iran also has a Samson option, but it's an economic Samson option. If you're going to destroy our culture, if you're going to destroy our people, you know, this is a cultural empire. I mean, it's got its own language, history. These are people that are not anything like the Arabs on the other side of the Persian Gulf. It's really important for Americans to understand this because most Americans just call them damn ragheads, camel jockeys, everybody that's a Muslim over there in the Middle East. They're all the same. They're not. They're as different as Swedes and Italians, okay? They might have, like, at one level a matrix of Islamic religion, but the people and cultures are totally different. Iran has its own water. I mean, it's in a drought right now, but, you know, droughts come and droughts go. But Iran does not depend on desalinized water, for example. Iran produces like 80 to 90% of its own food inside of Iran. They have their own factories to build these rockets and these drones, like these 20-foot wingspan Shahed drones and the 10-foot wingspan type Shahed drones. They have their own engineers. They have their own mathematicians. They invented chess. And by the way, I asked Grok this. Do you know who is the superpower of chess for like forever? The Russians. You know, Russians learn calculus in like, you know, eighth grade. So don't think that because we're Americans, we're smarter and those other guys are never going to catch up. Who invented the Shahed drone? Did America? No. Did Russia? No. Iran did because they're not going strength to strength. They're smart enough to not try to build an aircraft carrier. We're taking a victory lap because we sank this drone carrier. The drone carrier was like a demonstration vehicle. It wasn't ever meant to confront the U.S. Navy. It's essentially meaningless if we sink the 100 biggest Iranian ships down to like harbor patrol boats. It's irrelevant because it has nothing to do with the war, the way it's going to be fought. So the Iranians invented the Shahed drone. These things are very sophisticated. I watched Ted Postol on Daniel Davis, Colonel Daniel Davis, a few days ago, the MIT professor. He's got the best analysis of the whole missile war, the physics and construction of these things. So these little Shahed drones have on them essentially like a cell phone repeater. So we'll have another drone in between. It's like, how do they hit the building and know where the CIA are in the exact building? Hit the exact window of the building in Bahrain where the CIA set up its secondary headquarters. It's because these things are sophisticated enough. They don't have Starlink or they can't depend on Starlink. So he looked at the Shahed drones and the little antenna bumps on them. They're essentially using their own cell phone technology with a repeater drone in the middle so that they can fly straight into an exact window. This makes all the difference. We should have learned this from the June war when at the big base in Qatar, Al-Uwaida, they took out one of our main satellite uplink dishes. People confuse these uplinks and radars because they both have a giant dish. But the one at Al-Uwaida that they got last June, our media said, Oh, to wind up the 12-day war, they fired a couple missiles into the desert near, you know, around Qatar to not hurt anybody, face-saving gesture. And you can look this up. It's in the media again. I mean, you can find these links. They hit one of, like, the half dozen in the world biggest satellite uplinks. It's like the network-centric war, right? At all times, we have these giant satellites that are going around. Unlike a lot of the movies, they don't just hover over an area to, like, film it 24 hours a day. Only geostationary satellites much further, like a percentage of the way to the moon, can look at the whole hemisphere and just stay in a geosync orbit. The satellites like our keyholes that have the great, you know, eagle eye view, they're going around the world. So they've got a window, and then it's black again, then a window, and it's black again. So all of these satellites that are giving, you know, that are linking all of the video and all of the data from our predators and everything else, it's going from the satellites, which are passing overhead, you know, every half hour or so, another one. The thing that's connecting all the military on the ground is that big uplink satellite dish. It's like 40-foot diameter. They nailed one in that, oh, just they just were a face-saving thing. They hit Qatar in the desert. They hole-in-one one. And that was should have been our signal. We're in a new era, folks. This is a huge paradigm shift, and I think there's plenty of people have been writing about it. When this would happen, it would change the world. Second and third tier powers. You can say, all right, Iran's a second tier power. The Houthis are a third or fourth tier power. But if they have these weapons, they can push the first tier powers way back from their coast, way back, out of range, or to a range where their weapons are almost ineffective. You could almost compare this going back to that Gallipoli thing. The British and French thought, if we bring our battleships in, you know, and we're going to open the Strait of Dardanelles because we're just going to conquer the Turkish side of the Strait of Dardanelles, those Turks, what can they do about it? Well, the Turks had artillery and accuracy and sank like two British and one French battleship, like right off the bat, sank them. It's like, whoa, didn't expect that to come. Well, now we're in a much more dangerous era because things as small as a drone can take out a warship. These things that they put five in the back of a truck, you know, at an angle, then the box lifts up and they can go off one after the other. Well, it turns out that these can all communicate networked-wise. One will be halfway to the target, linking them all, and the others can be orbiting around to come in from other, you know, from the rear directions for a time on target attack. And who invented these? Did the Russians? Did the Chinese? Did the Americans? No, the Iranians did. At the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine war, after, you know, things were not going the way that they thought, the Russians actually imported these Shaheds from Iran on aircraft. They were, you know, the first couple hundred went on aircraft to Russia. Then Russia began producing their own, and you see these very effective in the Ukraine war because they can do time-on-target attacks where drones are loitering. They're circling around. Remember, there's a drone halfway that's like linking them. And then the ballistic missiles come in, defensive interceptors are fired, and then the drones attack. So this is extremely sophisticated. Even the Americans are copying one now. We've captured them, and now we have one called the Lucas drone. That's basically a ripoff of the Russian Jiran, which is a copy of the Iranian Shahed. So anybody that thinks that because they're Iranians, we're automatically going to trump them in technology is an idiot. And these retards on Fox that are like, we sank their Navy. The Navy, what never mattered. Their Air Force never mattered. Look at the video, the Ted Postal video. I think it's on Daniel Davis's deep dive channel. We've got the video now of these major ballistic missiles, the big ones, the thousand, you know, the ones that can hit Israel, they're just coming out of the dirt. There's no launcher truck. There's no silo. It's just miles of desert, And the first charge blows off the dirt, and then here comes a ballistic missile. I mean, do not discount the intelligence of the Iranians. Do not fall for the propaganda, which is, Matt, we've been at war with them for 47 years. Don't you remember Beirut? Don't you remember the explosively formed projectiles? Well, they'll say, we remember poison freaking gas. We remember you gave the chemicals to make sarin to Saddam Hussein to gas our people. We remember 500 Scud missiles fired into Tehran. We remember that. And we fought for 8 years and didn't surrender. So when I see Trump saying that the Iranians blew up their own girls' school, or that the Iranians are like cutting the heads off children, I'm just thinking he must be really in the thrall of these dispensationalists. You know, these Third Temple people. We've got to bring the Third Temple back. So yeah, I think there's a great chance the biggest false flag of all time will be somebody blowing up the Dome of the Rock, which is the, you know, on top of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Somebody blows that up and says, Iran did it, that it was an Iranian ballistic missile. And so the reason that Alex does these shows, the reason that I'm on, is to warn people, because the news of these things gets around the world. What did Mark Twain say? You know, a lie gets around the world before truth gets its boots on. So if you wake up and it's like, oh, somebody blew up the Dome of the Rock and Israel says it's Iran, it won't be Iran. Trust me. It'll be the false flag of all false flags. Because one of the ways that you can look at this whole conflict is that Israel is setting up a conflict between Shia Islam and Sunni Islam. So Sunni Islam is Saudi Arabia, that side. Shia Islam is Iran, but also a strong minority in, you know, they call it the Shia Crescent, from Iran across Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. That's called the Shia Crescent. Well, Israel has successfully blown up that corridor. While Assad was in power, you could truck weapons, you know, on road, essentially, from Iran to Lebanon. No more. So in that sense, Israel's much more secure today than they are, you know, in 5 years ago. But if Israel succeeds in creating a war between Shia and Sunni Islam, say with a false flag blowing up the Dome of the Rock. Remember, the Dome of the Rock wasn't built last year. It was built like a century after Muhammad. It's one of the oldest buildings in the world. Now, to the Israelis, that doesn't matter because King Solomon, the First Temple, Second Temple, all of that. If that building right there is blown up, it's World War III for sure. And the Israelis will say, oh, Iran did it, to try to get Sunnis and Shia all over the world to go at each other. You can see a spinoff of this right now, and I can't even understand I haven't really studied it closely enough, but Pakistan and the Taliban in Afghanistan are at war. They're like going at it hardcore right now. And there's a big Shia-Sunni element to that. So Pakistan is really on a war footing. And guess what? Pakistan has a treaty with Saudi Arabia. So if the world is convinced that Saudi Arabia is under attack by Iran, there's a chance that Pakistan enacts this treaty and goes in on the side of Saudi Arabia attacking Iran now from the other side. So we're talking World War II material, because going back to the Stukas attacking Poland, September 1, 1939, the Germans attacked Poland, and guess what happened like 2 days later? Britain and France declared war on Germany. They weren't attacked. Poland was attacked. Czechoslovakia was taken. Austria was taken. Then Poland was kinetically attacked. France and Britain jumped in because of a treaty. So Pakistan might jump in because of a treaty, right? And now we're talking the whole Middle East in flames. Forget about oil. There won't be food moving. Countries like Egypt and Pakistan import, 80% of their food. If there's a sea war where people are now, and we started this precedent too, we sank that brand new Iranian frigate, which is like a little mini destroyer. It was on a diplomatic mission in India at a, like a fleet week kind of a thing. So no doubt we knew it was leaving port. It's not on a war footing. It was between India and Sri Lanka, Ceylon, 3,000 kilometers from Iran, and we torpedoed it. So we've opened up the Pandora's box of what they used to call in the world wars, unrestricted warfare. Like as in the Lusitania, right? Unrestricted warfare. If we go to unrestricted warfare now, where your merchant ships, our merchant ships, everybody's merchant ships are fair game, then we're going to be into what Michael Yon calls the Panfall War. Pandemic, famine, war. They go in, those three are like the horsemen of the apocalypse. Panfall War. Because when people are starving and their water plants are busted and the refineries aren't working, and you have modern societies that depend on supply chains and just-in-time shipping and ships coming in and trains coming in, when that all stops, there'll be mass starvation. When there's mass starvation, there's pandemics. This can be a total apocalyptic scenario, even if nukes aren't used, because the whole world now is in a just-in-time system. And I always go this, it's like this, okay? If I just drive a nail through one part of this watch, I only broke one sprocket, but the whole watch stops. If we go to any type, we're on the way to unrestricted warfare right now. That the Strait of Hormuz being closed is like a knife held against the jugular vein of the world. That's where we are right now. There's a knife against the jugular vein of the world. Trump can say, we're done. You know, we're declaring victory and going home. But the Iranians might say, the hell you are. I hope you got a plan for oil. And if the next step is the desal plants, the Gulf states import 90% of their food and make like 99% of their water. They are so vulnerable, it's unbelievable. They will go straight into starvation and dehydration at the next step of this war. And what Israel did with the refineries, raining down oil on Tehran, I wouldn't be surprised anything that happens next. And certainly expect terrorism in the USA. When you begin a war with a sneak attack, you don't get to say, but whoa, we're only talking about airplanes bombing Iran. We're not talking about people in America throwing bombs. That's not fair. Sorry, when you start a war with a sneak attack, you don't get to say how the war goes. Germany and Japan learned that lesson. Don't start wars. Anyway, thank you for Alex to have me on. And, you know, I've got these books. It's why people pay attention to me, because I wrote these things. And a lot of the things that I've been writing about for 20 years have been happening and are happening. So, you know, you can get these books from me or from Amazon. Anyway, I'm on X, Matt_Bracken48. I post a lot of this stuff, but we're in extremely dangerous times, folks. And I sure hope calmer heads prevail, but I think it's out of our hands now. I don't think Trump can even if he woke up and said, I made a big mistake, Iran will determine when this war is over. They can take a lot more suffering than anybody else in the region. They have food security. We've blown up their refineries. You think they're going to surrender? Not a chance. Anyway, I'll see you next time, and let's all pray for a good outcome.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled
beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
If you are receiving this...